What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hey, this is Chi.
Ray.
And I listened to 5 hours of DLG in a row the other day because I had a long road trip. And we're getting pretty good.
Yeah, we're getting better.
I like it.
Are you just saying that because I'm getting better and you guys were good already?
Oh, well, you can say Bethesda now. It was cool because those two episodes that I listened to was the evolution of Bethesda. Because at the beginning of the first one, you're like, I'm practicing. And then by the end of it, it's like, Bethesda's fantastic.
The show has just completely become speech therapy for Ray.
Hey.
And it's funny, he's getting better and better. And then every episode, I get worse and worse because I'm drunk by the end of it. I can't. It's so hard for me to listen to the last 15 minutes. It's so hard.
I've been as sober as Bobby recently.
Yeah.
I would have drank today if you guys had
liquor. We have stuff inside.
Oh, we do?
Yeah,
okay. I'll take a mid-cast break.
Okay.
Okay.
Or first time I'll get up, I'll put some whiskey in your coffee or whatever.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
There you go. It's going to be a great episode, guys.
It's not even noon. All right. Thank you.
It's noon somewhere, Bobby. Like in Arizona. One state away.
It is Sunday. You're allowed to get drunk early on Sunday.
Exactly.
Pretty much right after church ends.
This is brunch cast.
Thank you to A Hunt and Big Deal for your Twitch subs.
Thank you so much.
Always appreciated.
I subbed too the other day.
So did I. Yeah. I'm 4 months.
Thank you, Bobby, for that sub.
I don't think anyone has a longer standing sub than me. So.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, you might
be the original. No, there is one or two other people out there.
No, I didn't know. I was giving my subs to like Shroud and shit.
Oh my God. Really?
No, not really.
He's got some really awesome.
I would give them to Grimms.
Emotes.
There's this guy called Grimms. And it's funny.
I like Grimms.
Grimms was like, you know, just only had like 1,000 viewers. And now he's gaming with Shroud. It's so cool. It took him like, you know, 50 years, but that's badass. Like, they grow. You grow on Twitch, man. That's awesome. I want G to play with Shroud. That way I can play and be like, hey, what's up, G?
I'll definitely play with Shroud.
You Cochina.
Cochina can play with Shroud.
Hey, guys, so we have another t-shirt coming out next week, probably. I don't know if we have that ready to go, but it doesn't matter. The guy doing the work, he needs more work. So I told him I'd give him a plug. You can find his portfolio at field.red/work. Just email him. He's not great on the phone. He's not very personable, but he's very talented, and he gets shit done. So, check him out. You can find... There it is.
There it is.
That's
right
there. New stuff.
There it is. There we go. I was about to send it to you.
Look how sick that looks.
Look at that.
I like it a lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Background looks good.
Yeah.
These are coming out great.
Yeah. So, if you need any design work for a website, he built my Insidious website as well. So, he needs money quick.
Awesome.
Take care of him. Yeah.
Quick. All right. Let's talk about some games.
Yeah.
So on the radar, games that have come to our attention recently, the first one that I wanted to bring up is a game called Soul Seraph. And the only reason I bring this up, it is the new game that Ace Team is working on. So this is, I believe, Brazilian developers.
Yep.
And something about their games, like I bring them up quite a bit. They're not a well-known developing team. Their more popular games are The Rock of Ages 1 and 2. But even Abyssal Odyssey and I can't remember the other one. I'll look it up. But every single one of their games, there's something very unique and very fun about them. I don't know. They're just, and they're small games. They're not, they could be considered indie, I suppose, but they feel a little more big budget than that. Like it's
double
this
A.
Weird in between. Yeah, it's like double A. It's this weird in between place. So as soon as they're working on a new project, I'm immediately interested.
Dude, this looks like ActRaiser.
Wait. What just happened? You were like...
This looks like three different games in one.
I know. I'm not sure thinking, what the fuck
what
just happened?
What exactly is happening?
I looked down on my phone and I'm like, oh shit, now it's RTS.
It looked like an RTS originally and then it became a platformer and then it became an RPG.
Reminiscent of the 16-bit. This is ActRaiser.
It's Sega.
So build your cities and set up defensive structures to protect them from the constant threat of monsters.
Ace Team made a bunch of badass Sega games, dude. They're a big developer. Yeah, aren't
really?
They? Mm-hmm. Didn't they make like...
Maybe it's a different Ace team.
Maybe it's a different Ace team, Bobby. I think it probably
Yeah, it could
is.
Be. So here are the games that they've made. Rock of Ages 1 and 2, Xenoclash, which I really like those games. they're probably not the best, but I really enjoy
the weird
Xenoclash
one. Everything
very
they make
weird,
is weird,
very surreal. Probably their best one, the Deadly Tower of Monsters, on sale for $3 right now. That's going to be someone's homework.
Cool. Yeah, that's somebody's homework.
Yeah, that game was great. Probably their best. Abyss Odyssey didn't do as well,
no,
but
I
kind of enjoyed it.
Wrong one.
Yeah.
Wrong one.
Yeah. Wrong company.
I love how you got excited about a team that doesn't even exist.
No, they do.
Yeah, that does sound familiar. That made Sega games had a similar name.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, look up ActRaiser. It's the same thing, but I used to say it was my favorite game of all time for years. And so it's a Super NES game.
Yeah, it switches between
city building and then... Once somebody attacks your city, then you become like a side-scrolling hero.
Mm.
It's very similar, right?
You brought up this game. Yeah. It was one of your first games you've ever really played, correct?
Yeah, well, it was. I rented it and beat it one night because I just loved it. I loved everything about it.
Well, every game back in the day, remember, you can beat it in an hour or two.
Yeah, I remember when I went up to Lake Tahoe, beat Sonic in one sitting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize games were that short. I was
They were. Yeah. These games were short. Yeah. So short.
Well, they were really hard, though.
They were super hard. Yeah, they were.
Not all of them.
A lot of them, you couldn't even save your progress, too. I remember Zelda, you could.
Yeah.
You could save your progress on that.
It was one of the first out of battery.
But other games, I mean, I remember leaving the Nintendo on with the game paused for dinner, and then when I was done, having to go back to it.
I believe the batteries on the Zelda cartridges started to go bad after a few years, and then that's why it's like...
If I put in my... When was it? Probably... Nah, it was a while. 5 years ago. I remember I plugged in my NES and started, and I put in Zelda and it still had my save file.
Same thing happened to me. I pulled out the gold cartridge, threw it in there. Like this is maybe like 5 years ago. So this thing had been sitting around since, the 90s. And saves were still on.
You have your old systems, right? Do you ever?
The oldest system that I have is my PlayStation 2 and my GameCube. Beyond that, though, no,
see,
I do not.
Those are... Your PlayStation 2, that's on a memory card. So I guess it would still be on there, right?
I would start selling my consoles.
Yeah, Dreamcast had those little chips you plugged into the controller.
They were like Tamagotchis.
Yeah, they had the little visual thing on it, which was cool for football games because you could see the plays there.
I had a Godzilla on there? Like a Godzilla pet? Did you ever have that?
No, I never had
one. You would actually, you would play Sonic, and then they had the little chows. Were they called chows?
Chow-chows,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And Sonic. So then whenever you would save the game on those little memory cards, you had a chow pet.
Yeah, I love the chow-chows.
Because Tamagotchi.
And then with Godzilla, you can battle your friends. You would take off the top of it, the part you plugged in, and you would connect it with mine, and then we can just fight each other. It was really cool. The best memory card.
Wow. Yeah, those are cool.
That reminds me of another PlayStation 1 game where it was like a dragon... you would like mate them and make more powerful. It's kind of like Pokemon, I guess. But what it would do, it would read the games off of your memory card.
Oh, I remember playing that game.
And then make an original dragon from the combination of your saves.
Oh, was it just, what was it called?
I don't remember what it's called.
I played it too. I remember it doing something.
Anyway, it was cool. Anything that took.
It was kind of like
the
Digimon.
Other stuff on your data.
But it wasn't Digimon.
I don't remember. Any game that like would go into your other saves and use them, kind of like when
Metal Gear Solid. Dude, that's the best one. That was just that was so cool,
I know.
Dude. Psycho Mantis just going at you.
Yeah,
oh man, that's so awesome.
Wow,
that was so great.
No release date on this game. Soul Seraph is the name. Oh, release date is July 10th.
Oh, pretty soon.
Yeah, no price on it.
So is this a bot, Bobby?
Probably. We'll see what the price is. But yeah, they don't sell a lot of copies, so I really like supporting this developer because I just really like their games. And I would definitely recommend Deadly Towers of Monster to anyone out there, especially for $3. But Xenoclash, give it a try, man.
Did you buy Littlewood?
Yes, I bought it, but I did not load it up.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear about it.
Bitses, thank you for the subscription.
Thank you so much.
You could just play off her account because
I haven't added her account yet.
She's a working woman now. She never has time.
No room.
All right, next game is Warface.
So we played this a long time ago, Bobby. Yeah. And I just posted that video again, the Emilio's too drunk to play.
Shit.
That's what we were playing. And does this look anything like Warface, Bobby? So this game has been going strong, I guess, since we played it 3-4 years ago. And now they have, this is the space DLC. There's like a Japan DLC. There's a not a fantasy one, but I think I saw some sort of monsters. Wow. Like, there's all kinds of shit in this game. So basically what it is, it's like The Division, but it's a free version of it. So obviously it's not going to have all the bells and whistles.
That's a pretty bold statement. It's The Division.
I don't know. I mean,
but a free version. It was imagine a military what you're going to get with a free version.
Okay, it was a military shooter like The Division, but it was more like, what's that other game that starts with war? With a
Warframe.
It was Warframe, where you go on a mission, you go like A to B, go and do a very linear path, killing the enemies, completing the mission, and then you go out, spend resources, go back into another mission. It reminded me more of Warframe, but just more of a realistic shooter, like a military shooter. But this, yeah, it looks like they've got a whole new look to it.
Yeah, so I was thinking maybe we should jump in if we were...
I really enjoyed playing this game.
We liked Warface, too.
Yeah.
The only thing I guess people complain about is its grindiness, but that's what you're going to get with a free-to-play game.
It's got mixed reviews.
Yeah, I wonder what those are about. I mean, it's a free-to-play game, and let's see how many people are playing it. 4,200 playing right now.
That's funny how so many people complain about, oh my God, this game's bullshit, but it's free.
More than that are playing it because, well, I don't know if it has cross-platform with Discord, but Discord's pushing this game pretty hard right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where are we? We're on the radar. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next up, Just Cause 4.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about what I bought on the sale. I got Just Cause 4 for $22 or $23. Mm-hmm. Yeah, $23, $24. So I've been waiting for this game. Picked it up. I don't care about the reviews. This sounds right.
They're always fun games, dude.
Yeah.
Just Cause 3 was really good.
I'm not looking for a fucking great story. I just want to have fun. You know, I want a big playground. I want to fuck around and have stories to tell. I mean, he has a wingsuit, which isn't enough. He painted flames on it. So it's just ridiculous. So I'm excited to play that. I will be playing that next week. And Superland. Man, the reviews on Superland are crazy.
Why, dude? I played the demo, and I was just like, okay, this is
I don't know, man. I haven't played it, but it looks fucking awesome. The graphics are great. It's a first-person Zelda-ish game. They're showing how
big it is. It's ridiculous.
It's tiny
compared to the other maps it's comparing it to.
Yeah.
So what is Superland supposed to be?
I think it's like a first-person Zelda.
Overwhelmingly positive. Okay. A mix between Portal, Zelda, and Metroid. Explore, find secrets, upgrade, solve puzzles, beat up monsters, find new abilities that help you reach new places.
Oh, that's
Look
cool.
at these reviews.
They already have a sequel coming up. Look at that. They just announced reviews. It. Superland 2 Kickstarter.
Bobby, what's the number on that? 1,600? Overwhelmingly positive.
That's nice that they have a demo.
Yeah, 1,796%.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, so I picked it up for $13.40.
It's not weird if it's in the 90s.
I don't know if I'll get to it next week. But
like, when was the last time you played a demo? I played this demo. I was like, I'm going to try out the demo.
I remember playing a demo for the original Far Cry.
Yeah, it came on a disc on PC Gamer Magazine.
Yeah, I just remember the demo discs. It would have 3 or 4 different games on it.
Pizza Hut used to give you demos, dude. PlayStation demos.
And it would come in magazines most often than not.
Yeah, like EGN would have
500 free hours of AOL.
That would just like spam. That was the original spam, like email and like mailbox.
Target had blue light.
Oh, look at Chosen there. He's got the Bobby emoticon.
And the smoochy emoticon.
Yep.
Which I still need to switch up a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah, so anyway, more on that later.
AOL made the best coasters.
Did you guys pick anything up on the
Not yet, but sale? I'm picking up what's it called? So,
well, you picked up Friday the 13th.
Yeah. So,
No.
So there's some really good deals. I got Friday the 13th is $4.
I got Friday the 13th like when it came out.
Okay.
So I paid full price.
Okay.
Fuck. Yeah. You know, speaking of really good deals, so I noticed South Park, the new one, not
the Fractured Butthole?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Fractured Butthole. That one is like $5. And so I make
no way. I feel like totally a little kid, dude.
I hear their names, and I'm like, the Fractured Butthole.
It's only $5.99. It's definitely worth it.
Clever.
Such a great name. God damn,
$5.99.
It's so good.
Yeah.
90% off. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're so honestly the most talented fucking writers out there.
Yeah,
they're so great.
That's too good of a deal to pass up.
Yeah,
that,
South Park deserves all my money.
The Pet Cemetery guys.
I bought it on the last sale for $30 last year. And I still haven't played it.
Dude, see what I'm talking about?
And I still haven't played it. And now I can buy it now for $6.
The same thing just happened with Friday the 13th. You paid full price, and now you're playing it while it's $4.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
Lab Monkey rule. Unless you're going to play it right then, don't buy it.
And that, that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
So I'm picking up Visage for well, actually bring it up. It's a cool game. It should be on the radar.
It's a scary one, huh?
Yeah.
I thought you said that was already out.
No, it's out. But no, it's alpha. So this game, right? This game is a horror game. It's a PT clone. If you know PT, and I've spoken about it before, the whole Hideo, Guillermo del Toro had a thing coming out with Konami, Silent Hill 5, and then they got in a huge battle. Everything went to shit. So everyone started making these clones. First one was Layer of Fear, but this one's actually closer to like the same art style as that one. And so this game came out, and well, that hasn't come out yet. It's still alpha. And it's supposed to be scary as fuck. Like, one of the scariest ones out of all of them. Like, everyone that's played it, like, it's just like, holy shit, this is probably the creepiest one. But the developers, it's only, like, a couple, like, very few developers, so they're taking forever. So, a couple months ago, like, the whole year, like, everyone was just like, oh, this game's dead. It's done. It sucks, because it looks like it's going to be awesome. Maybe they actually finished it. And on the news the other day, they just went, July 5th, we're bringing out the last chapter. I mean, one chapter before, so it's alive. The game's still alive. It's going to happen.
Wait, PT or Visage?
The Visage.
Oh, okay.
No, PT, yeah, I wish.
I would hope so. You know, generally when games sell at alpha.
Yeah. So this game's been selling.
All that extra money should go into additional content.
Early access or announcement.
The full-on development of the game.
They're having to bring out the new chapter, which comes out on the 5th. And then this is going to be the last chapter before the full release of the game. So the development team is still working on it. The only reason I haven't bought the game is because I thought it was dead. And it's not. They're going to release it. It's adding another 4 to 6 hours, depending on how slow you play the game. And obviously, it's kind of like a walking simulator, but it's got puzzles. And it's supposed to be just very scary. The atmosphere is supposed to be crazy. The graphics, it uses the Unreal Engine, where, like, you know how everything looks lifelike. Yeah, it's just like, it looks like just picture
engine.
Yeah, so game looks awesome. Oh, their April Fool joke was hilarious. They were like Visage Battle Royale. But, dude, this game is supposed to be super scary. You know, screw your, you know, Layers of Fear, you know, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Layers of Fear is terrifying, in my opinion.
This one has that real feel, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but you think realism? So. You don't know yet.
Yeah, like,
well,
like
Layers of Fear.
Yeah.
Layers of Fear has amazing timing.
Oh, no, yeah, they do.
And,
yeah, they do. And it's then, and it's a great studio. So they have that. So this is coming from, like, you know, some indie studio. So it might not be as great, but what I feel this game has is that it's a normal household. So you're playing this game thinking, holy shit, this shit can happen in my house. So if this shit gets in your head...
Is it more along the lines of Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, Activity.
Okay.
But then it also has some crazy, like, memory sequences and some really cool stuff. Just, I feel like playing this game with how the graphics are, it's just... that kind of freaked me out. But it has these crazy...
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, dude. It has these really cool little mind fucks.
Well, we'll see when it comes out or after we'll you play it.
So I'm going to play it up to, you know, whatever.
Where
it's,
you can.
It's
stream this.
Yeah, so it's
$19.99. So the sale right now.
Is it really that scary? Because I was looking at the way it moves.
The reviews are really good.
The momentum that it's going, it doesn't seem very...
Did you play PT?
What's PT?
The playable teaser for Silent Hill.
Oh, no, I did not.
So it's super slow, super like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suspenseful.
It almost... Yeah. The way it maneuvers almost moves like Soma in a way.
It's... You're like...
Yeah, it's a walking simulator.
Yeah. Anymore. You're like the scared...
The walking simulators work for horror games.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Oh, shit.
I would definitely play it. I love horror games. It's so weird how much
good.
I like horror
it'll
games.
I'm buying this game. Don't buy it. We need to do the family share. So you can check
every
it out.
Every week. We talk about it.
Wait, I know, right? It took us like 3 years to do Emilio's.
Yeah. No. And I hate to be that guy, but it's pronounced Visage.
Visage. Visage. Visage.
Be that guy, though. Definitely be that guy.
I don't care. Correctly.
We're on a podcast.
I don't care. Oh, yeah? Pathetista. See how I want.
Yeah.
You guys can correct me when I mispronounce Spanish words.
Every time.
All right, so let's talk about some games that we have played. But before we talk about games, I want to mention this website that Warconius posted about. This is called gamedevmap.com. And this is an interesting site that pulls up statistics. So it has a map of the entire world here with a bunch of little dots on it, and it'll show you where all the game developers are. So if I click down here on San Diego, scroll down, these are all the developers located in San Diego. Some of these we knew: Psyonix, Behemoth,
High Moon.
Rockstar has a studio out here.
Sony should be on that list.
Yeah. Unless, no, the studio's still up.
Oh, Sony has one out here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I worked there. Chad worked there.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby.
Come on.
I'm looking for it. I don't
it's right there.
It
SD.
Oh.
SD Studio.
Oh, okay.
So Sony Computer Entertainment.
Rockstar. Yeah.
So what is the total number here? 44?
So I know High Moon because my buddy worked at High Moon. My buddy was on BioShock Infinite.
Cool.
So he did that. That was super sweet. And then I worked for.
That's got to be kind of cool. Like, for the rest of your life, you could be like, I was on BioShock Infinite, and so people would be like,
and
damn,
then
dude,
and it's the same job. Guy. It's the same guy that's on the Amazon game.
Right.
Yeah, that one. I forgot what it's called.
The MMO.
What's going on here? Yeah. What's this? Iceland? Iceland's got one studio?
Or what? Yeah, it's the one that does
just one dot.
Oh, but they also do the CCP is that big space game.
Dude, what? There's a South African game developers.
That's cool.
Let's see what we got here. Clockwork, Acorn,
Retrek. Let's find out some Mexican ones.
Oh, yeah. I don't know any.
Let's see. Guadalajara.
I'm Mexican. I can't even say that.
Game Loft is in Guadalajara? Oh, no, no.
Okay, what did you just say?
El Game Loft está en Guadalajara, güey.
What do we got further south here? What is this?
No, that's Guatemala. Right,
that's Guatemala.
That's South America.
We don't care about them, Bobby.
Oh, my goodness.
There's other. Do you know your geography, dude?
That's the Monterey.
All right.
Let's check out NorCal.
Haven't heard any of those.
San Francisco.
Let's see. Oh, that's LA. This must be San Francisco right here.
Yeah, there has to be a bunch.
There's got to be a bunch in San Francisco.
Over 100.
Yeah.
You know, there was a couple companies that would, a couple Japanese game studios that would have their studios in Hawaii.
Yeah. That was right there.
Yeah. And then that way.
The dot's bigger than Hawaii.
No. So here's what they would do. It's kind of crazy. They would send their developers, or like Japanese developers, over to Hawaii with like work visas so they can actually, you know, get the whole green card thing going on. So that's what they had Hawaii. Isn't that crazy?
Smart.
Yeah. I think it was like Konami and I don't know who else. They would do that because it was because one of the like the heads of the studio wanted his daughter to be a U.S. citizen or start the process.
Uh-huh.
So they opened up the studio in Hawaii and started sending developers over there. And that's how it started.
Let's see. Oh, 95 in Austin. See, I know there's a lot in Austin. So cool. But
is this before or after they bombed it?
This was last year, dude.
Oh, okay. So that's a cool site. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. That's gamedevmap.com.
That's really convenient if you were looking for a job in gaming development as well.
Or sending some emails out.
What do you know?
Thanks, dude.
Our meeting a nice guy that works for a game
company. I didn't see Tequila Works. Are they not around anymore? Not or are you going to click on thing. Mexico?
He's
Bobby just, has no idea.
He's just getting a joke out of
what
it.
Mexico is.
Fucking work on you.
Was Tequila Works in Mexico, though? Was that the one? Because
we could have found out, but you wouldn't click on Mexico.
Is that a real company?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Sorry, I thought you were fucking with us.
what did they make? They made that side scroller Dead Light.
Well, Tequila would be in Guadalajara.
Mexico has three. You already clicked on two.
Tequila would be close to Guadalajara and Tequila.
I think you owe the one to the right.
So yeah, click.
Nope.
This was Monterey.
That's Monterey.
That one.
Mexico City?
Mexico City.
Yeah, that's Tequila Works, I think.
Riot Games? No.
Tequila Works would be in Guadalajara because Guadalajara next to Tequila. Mexico.
I guess.
Click on Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
It's really, I can't say it. Guadalajara.
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 Look at Ray talking, showing people how to say things.
Come on, people. It's easy.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about some games that we have been playing here. Who wants to go first?
I guess the biggest thing is my friend Pedro.
That's exciting. I'm glad you played that. I had no idea.
I was drunk last night when I was playing. I played about an hour last night. Probably weird. Maybe 2 hours. Maybe 20 minutes this morning. And it's exactly like the trailers make it out to be. It's just really cool action, gunplay, side scrolling. It's kind of weird at times because you can kind of see that it's like
the banana face is just so cute. Like, I freaked out.
Did anyone find that really hot?
The banana face.
Did anyone find that really hot?
The banana face is so cute. I need to adopt that banana into my life.
Seriously. I was trying to ignore it.
But yeah, dude, that was hot as fuck, dude. Yeah. Gee, calm down. It's a you podcast. Calm
down. I was just so. It's so exciting to see something that cute.
Oh, the propeller hat. I haven't got that yet.
I need to play this game for that banana alone.
Oh, yeah, so, see?
Yes.
God damn it, guys.
I would say the only place where it doesn't live up to the trailer is the banana. Because in the trailer, the banana what? Has like
don't
this
tell me these things.
Funny Mexican accent. He's like, hey, wah, 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 wah. But in the game, he just goes, meh. He just makes like
he's
noises.
He's on a skateboard, dude. It's like, so fucking cool.
It just like buzzes. He doesn't have, it's not all voice acted. That's the only part that isn't like the trailer. It's fucking awesome. It's really, really fun. Okay, so I put it on hard.
Oh, wait. Can I figure out the controls? Because I remember I was like questioning, like, how the fuck do you control both guns? What's going on?
Okay, so from time to time, well, anytime, you can right-click and put one gun on a person, and that'll stay there. So you'll be like, you'll put your green cursor on him, and then whatever else you do with the regular cursor, it'll go everywhere else.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it seems complicated, and you do have to think about it ahead of time. But you can target the person with your right click before you even start the fight. So oh, you don't shit. Have to do it. And it all ends up looking beautiful. Anyway, so I put it on hard. I could cheese my way through this because... Should I turn that off?
Yeah. Do you guys hear like the people humping?
Yeah, it's a fan.
On the roof?
It sounds like...
You never know what speed it's on.
All right, there we go. That's the completely off speed, probably. Anyway, was I talking about?
Cheesing your way through the game.
Yeah, you could totally cheese out these bad guys and go real slow and just shoot them in the feet and stuff. But that's not what this game's about. At least not to me. To me, it's killing them in the most stylish way possible. I want it to look awesome. That's the difficulty in this game. It's not getting through it. I could just fucking, like I said, just cheese or just be tactical, but that's not what it's about. Get crazy, play it that way. It looks so much cooler. You're playing for like a visual delight. You're looking for like,
flair.
Yeah, flair. That's what basically.
But it doesn't force you, because I feel like other games like Hotline Miami force you to play that way.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go through that game slowly.
This one you can
try, but it won't work.
You could if you wanted to go through, but it would take all the fun out of it. Hmm. And at the end of the levels, it gives you a rating, like a report card rating.
Like a style?
Style?
Well, that's cool.
And the first two levels are easy, so I got Bs, and then I've gotten all Cs since then. So already I'm seeing some replayability.
C's get you degrees, bro.
So I'm thinking that I might go back and play it on normal, because now that I'm realizing that the difficulty isn't the difficulty. You know, it's not about getting killed. It's more about making it look good. Maybe I'm going to tone down the difficulty to make it look good. So we'll see. That's but cool. The controls are really hard for me. W is a button. Like it does something. It's your dodge button. And in all other games, it's usually jump. So I keep pushing W like over and over and over and on the wrong times. I'm just never dodging at the right time. So
do you think controller or mouse?
I haven't tried the controller yet. So maybe that'll be the
see
answer.
What the controller support is here.
It's got to be.
Full controller support. Yeah. Yeah, I noticed you were playing with the keyboard and mouse, and I think I would have to play a game like this with a keyboard and mouse because I'm so bad with controller, but I really wonder what other people are doing.
Anything
I don't know.
With twin stick, I would say controller. I have nothing against controllers, even though I prefer WASD, QWERTY. Yeah.
Well, in a game like this, when you have to aim a gun.
With platforming, I don't think there's been any game that I felt natural using a keyboard and mouse for.
Yeah, but
for me.
When you're shooting in 360 degrees, mm-hmm. I like a mouse.
You can be much quicker. Yeah, it was the same with Awesome Knots. Like, I tried Awesome Knots with the controller for a long time and then finally switched to the keyboard and mouse and became way better at that game.
I have no idea how you're going to shoot in two directions on the controller. Like,
well, if it was
on the mouse, it makes sense.
Oh,
holy shit, yeah.
I had a K.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, if it was like a dual stick shooter, like running, then yeah, I understand.
But definitely not, works.
When I play it, when I play it, I'll let you know between mouse and keyboard. And
okay. Extra hand for that.
Definitely works. $17. So I recommend it right now on sale.
So my friend Pedro, $17 on sale. Mm-hmm. Great reviews, and I saw an article on PC Gamer that said this game just topped 250,000 sales. So it's selling very well.
That's really awesome.
And by the way, publisher Devolver Digital, my favorite publisher. They take risks. They aggregate really good indie titles, and man, I like all of their games.
I've seen their name a couple times, but I can't remember the games.
I can't say. I'm sure there's one out there, but I can't name a Devolver Digital game I don't like. Like whoever's their buyer is, or whoever's making their things. Like it's like all the games.
Oh, Katana Zero.
I haven't played a lot of those. Reigns is really good.
Scum.
Okay, I didn't like Scum. Messenger was
Swords of Ditto.
Minis game of the year.
Swords of Ditto, dude.
General Jousting's hilarious. Talos Principle.
Ruiner's really good.
Yeah.
Absolver. Yeah. Gorn. Gorn's one of the best VR games. It's like if you have VR, own Gorn.
Space Plan is a click game. I hate click games.
Have
I like it.
You guys played Stories Untold?
No.
Holy
Mother Russia Bleeds.
Shit.
Look at all these awesome games you could have recommended except for platformers for me. Oh my goodness. I love it. A beautiful list, guys.
A lot of these are platformers.
Oh, no. Stories Untold was something else, man. I played this game 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. It was the free game on...
why don't you talk about it on the podcast?
It was on Epic.
I forgot.
It was free on Epic.
It was on Epic, yeah.
Yeah, I picked that up.
And they're episodes.
Episodes as in...
So it's like there's three episodes.
Water for Bobby as well.
And Bobby. It's a text game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I loved the shit out of it.
Really?
I have never been so scared.
Did it have good storytelling? I mean, the game itself is called Stories.
Here's the best way to put it. And I'm going to give you like step by step on what happened when I played this.
Okay.
And I might ruin...
Are you spoiling shit?
I am.
Can you do it without spoiling shit?
No.
Because if it's really that good...
I can't.
Bobby's homework is coming up next.
No, but that's he's played games like this, so it wouldn't be weird.
No, homework doesn't just mean play games.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
I think that's the worst fucking idea ever.
This is Chi trying to get out of her homework?
No, I'm saying like...
homework.
It's called content. You want to recommend games that would actually be content. I would hate to have homework, and every single time I come back to the podcast,
I'm literally saying
it was 3 hours of shit that I wasn't into. The end. Like that's boring sex. No one fucking wants that. You know, it's like...
Sometimes I don't mind.
I'll take it.
Sometimes I just want to come, and I really just come in someone, and then my hand.
Whoa, okay. Skidding off the road here.
What?
But I understand what you're saying, Chi, but the idea is to push people a little bit outside the comfort zone.
I
would bore you to death with this game, with Stories Untold. You type.
Factorio, who?
Oh, Factorio? I don't know.
I would disappear, especially with all the time I have on my hands right now. I couldn't play Factorio. I will check this game out. This looks great.
It's a typing game. I mean, as in, you type commands.
Mm-hmm.
So I started this game, and it would read. I mean, so it would give you like part of the story. You drive up to your driveway, whatever. You're up to your driveway. You do this. You do that. You look into you look into the left. It describes the house. It describes what you're seeing. And then it just stops. And you're like, okay. And then you have to look at the commands you can type. You know, you can put look. You can put go. You can put say. Mm-hmm. You can put whatever. You know, that gives you commands. So you're like, all right. Go. And then out of the car. He walks out of the car. And then it gives you lyrics. Sorry. It gives you more text. Now you're out of the car. Now you're looking to your left. You're looking to your right. So you're doing this, right? And you're progressing, and it's...
And the environment is changing around.
Yeah, and then the environment on your screen, because you're sitting in front of a computer. You're sitting in front of an old console, like for the first one. You're sitting about...
In front of
the first console your dad bought you.
Green tags, Fallout shit.
So you're sitting there, chilling, and then it's like, oh, it's so cool, man. So like... So, like, because, like, you're watching that.
When I left, you started explaining this game, and you...
No. We went... Yeah, we went into a huge side thing. Yeah, she's trying to get out of homework again.
I don't know. Don't spoil the game for me, though.
I'm not.
This looks like something I'd enjoy.
But try it out. It's $2.49. You'll beat each episode depending on how kind of smart you are, maybe. Like, how clever you are. Because it was clever, man. Like, the first episode, I was just like, fuck. Like, I couldn't. It kept looping. I kept doing stuff, and it kept looping. And I was like, oh, shit. What do I type? And looping and looping. And I was like, shit. And I typed in the most random thing where I just went, is it this? And then it just story changed. I'm like, oh, shit. And then, dude, I got goosebumps a couple times. I got jump scared a couple times.
Is it kind of like Stranger Things?
That's the vibe I'm getting.
So, yeah. It has, like, the music's cool.
The synth.
It gives you, like, a really good atmosphere to it. So, you guys should check it out, man. It was free on Epic. It's not out, not anymore.
Yeah, well, it's $2.50 on
Steam. It's $2.50. Right, you'll, like, you know, there's, like, there's either 3 to 5 episodes. I'm not 100% sure.
You get them all for the $2.50 or the $2.50?
You get them all. You get them all. And if you kind of like that kind of game, check it out. It's, fuck, dude, it was really cool, man. It was super cool.
I'm surprised you forgot about it if it was that cool.
I played another game that week, I remember.
And it was probably like browned out or blacked out while playing it and forgot about it.
No.
I love the cover art on this, though. This looks like something I rented at Blockbuster in 2003.
It's really cool. I think the first one was the best one.
I could definitely see Bobby. I could visualize Bobby walking down a Blockbuster aisle checking out.
What's this, Dr. Giggles? That looks pretty good.
I would really think like she would love this kind of game because she's never done anything like it, and like
I have.
You have
text games?
Yeah,
kind of a little bit.
Like this is actually because like I've never done it before. Right. I think there's,
so you might like Quadrilateral Cowboy. It's probably the best text game. Like the what like you're that? Describing here. This is Quadrilateral.
But
Cowboy.
I like horror. I love horror. Okay. So that's what got me. I like the horror. I love anything 80s style. I love anything 80s, anything 70s, anything 60s. Anything that brings me back, like, retro.
I like anything.
Just cut it off at the 50s.
Not 50s. It's kind of weird. Except for Fallout, I guess. Fallout's 50, right?
50s, yeah.
Yeah. Except for Fallout.
I asked my mom's 82. Mm-hmm. I said, what is the best decade? She said, the 50s.
Mm.
She said, it just seemed like everything was... But
how old was she in the 50s, though, then? Because
probably a teenager.
Yeah, see, everyone thinks that.
Yeah.
Because when I was a teenager, whatever that was the best decade.
Not like, for me. I hated my teenage years.
No, yeah, me too.
I always think
that's why
I actually look back, and my dad gets to tell me stories about, the 80s and 70s and stuff he did. And I was like, holy shit, dude, that's so fucking awesome. We couldn't do any of that shit. Yeah. We were like hiding beer.
There's a lot of stuff we can
everyone.
Do now that we can't do.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Where are we at? So anyway, Devolver Digital, check out their library. It's fucking sick.
Yeah, they publish.
Yeah, they are, dude.
Everything.
They're fucking sick. Reminding me of this game. That's cool.
All right. Let me get this out of the way. I did find a copy of Clive Barker's Jericho from 2007.
I'm glad you found it. I didn't know you were looking.
Yeah, we did. He bought it up.
Oh, yeah, it was a whole thing, man. I couldn't find this game anywhere. I was checking Walmart bins. But I did find a copy of this game, got it installed, started playing it. It's Clive Barker, so yeah, it's a little off-putting. There's going to be a lot of blood and guts. Gee, I hope you were reacting to the creepiness of the child and not the color of his skin.
All-encompassing, Bobby, obviously.
It was a freaking little...
There are some ugly babies out there. I can't respect
it.
I
was an ugly bum.
You're about to go to a kid's party, aren't you?
I am about to go to a baby girl's party.
I'd probably drop that attitude if I were going.
I love kids. Normal-looking ones.
All right. Wow.
So there is an ugly black baby on the screen, and she reacted.
He's a
and
ghost.
This is what happened to Ray.
I don't even think he's...
That wasn't even... He wasn't even a human.
I know.
Don't make me out to be a racist.
He did look like Starving Marvin, though.
Yeah.
He didn't even look human.
Thought, that was the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, look, Starving Marvin. And she goes, ew. And I was like, holy shit. Oh, my God.
All right. Okay. Yeah,
okay. Great game, by the way.
Like, that's not... I don't know, man.
Wow. Okay.
Abort, abort, abort.
That's so, what she should have done.
All right. Now I'm going to kill the mood by talking to you about a 13-year-old game.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it.
Do anything with this, Bobby.
Bobby, one thing I recognize is that the tits are always bigger in the past. Like, tits are getting smaller, smaller in video games. So. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Like, this woman is the only person that doesn't have her seatbelt on because her tits wouldn't be able to compress it.
She couldn't pull the thing down,
There's no way.
She doesn't play by the rules.
Yeah, not at all.
Except for the new Borderlands DLC, the brand new one, Moxie's tits are 3 times bigger than they used to be.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow. They're just doubling down on it.
Yeah, they're doubling down. Yeah.
She's going to have to walk in all fours at that point.
Yeah.
All right. This game...
Oh, my goodness.
So this game came out in 2007, and it kind of rips off Fear a little bit, because the game starts in a helicopter, like so many other shooters, where you are an elite team of specialists, combat specialists, who deal with special incidents caused by the occult, just like Fear, except Fear totally played it serious. These guys, because it's Clive Barker, they're all dressed in leather. They got weird tattoos and haircuts. You know, they look like the goth kids from high school.
Can you remind me what else Clive Barker is done, Bobby?
Hellraiser series. Are you talking about games or movies?
Anything.
Yeah, he's most famous for the Hellraiser series. But, so this game is... It started off very mundane as a real normal first-person shooter. And I was a little disappointed at first, but then something happened. I'm like, oh, I see where they're going with this. And it was actually a really cool, novel idea. So you have a squad of 6 other people that you're running around with. And I played squad games before where you give commands to your squad and they aren't very good. They're pretty useless, as a matter of fact. Like, the AI teammates don't really do much for you. So I thought that's what this was going to be. And I was like, 6 people's a bit much to have running around with me. Like, that's a lot. But what happens is a couple missions in, you die and your spirit transfers into another person. So you realize you can transfer into each of your characters. So you go through the rest of the game.
So it's like XCOM, in a sense, where your party members die perma?
No. It's just a first-person shooter with 6 people, and each person has their own guns and special abilities, and you can transfer. You can look at a person, press a space bar, and you transfer right into that. And now you can control that person.
I thought you said you died and then you take over.
Well, the main character you were playing died. Yeah, it was part of the story. Like, you die and it's like, whoa, I have this new ability. And then as you're progressing, the different characters get different abilities. So traditionally, a first-person shooter will have you go through levels, you get better guns, you get more abilities, you become stronger. But this one just splits it up between 6 people, and, you know, there's a revive ability. So it's a really interesting way to do it. I don't think I've seen this before in a game.
Mm. Well, it's kind of like Trine, but with 6 people.
Yeah, kind of like Trine. But you have those 6 people on the map all the time. They're helping you out. Dude. So when you're not possessing them...
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Why does that guy have a giant...
Yeah, he has an obelisk hand. His hand comes out of that and he does a special ability. But that's the big guy with the minigun. You got the Asian chick with the katana. She does the melee stuff. You've got the sniper who hangs out in the back. And so there's different parts in the mission where you have to use, like, or one person would work better than another. But sometimes I'm just like, hey, you know, I want to be the melee guy up front, or I want to be the dude with the minigun. He does a lot of damage, but he has a lot of wind up. So you can just adjust your playstyle as you go. And then you have the guy with the 2 pistols. He's like the healer right over here, Father Rawlings.
This would be good if it came out today.
I know. Yeah, right?
It's a good idea.
It's a
good
great
idea.
Concept.
The game itself, like, it's pretty standard first-person shooter. The enemies are like bullet sponges. It takes so many rounds to knock them down, and your AI teammates don't do that much damage. Mm. But what really stands out to me in this game is obviously, like, the writing doesn't shine through as well as Undying, Clive Barker's other game, because that one had a lot more story, a lot more text. This one's just like...
Are there romance options in this game? Because everyone looks fuckable.
I don't think so. I haven't reached that part yet. I mean, I am going inside everyone, so I guess
that will.
The questions that matter, right?
Yeah. Bobby, can you So if you're fighting and you're not in an advantageous position, can you jump to somebody who has flanked them already and then take mm-hmm. that position?
Yeah, yeah, you can do that. Now, I mean, it's a first-person shooter, so it moves pretty quick. So if you start getting too strategical, it weighs you down a little bit. So right. it is a little clunky. Plus, the game came out in 2007.
Strategical.
The graphics do look very good, and the design of the enemies is really good. That's what I was most impressed by, actually. Like, there's a demon. I'll see if I can find him here. A winged demon. You know, it's Clive Barker, so everybody's just, like, cut yeah. up and bleeding, and mm-hmm. he's got chains. It's very, very Cenobite, very Hellraiser. But this flying guy looked fantastic. I'll see if I can find him. The game actually holds up pretty well.
Yeah, they're going to remake enough. This game, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not bad. And it's got...
Well, it's one of those games where, like, I know Jericho. Like, he mentioned it, and it just, boom, I remember.
Is he dead, Bobby?
Okay.
Okay. Clyde Barker? No, I don't think so.
I have a very interesting question. Okay, based on the concept of this game, you're rolling out with a squad. Everyone kind of has their main weapon and ability. If DLG were Jericho's squad, would you trust me with a katana? Like, what weapons is everyone using if we were squatting out?
Here's
right
the
now?
Thing, too.
Like, if we were an actual party, what weapons are we using?
Molotov cocktails for you.
Me? Yeah. Just throwing. Would you trust me with a Molotov?
You're so good with bottles.
No, I'm not.
No.
Just because I'm a bartender?
Yeah.
Actually, no, I am pretty quick-handed. I'm very quick-handed, yes.
These enemies were cool.
Bobby's right on like computers.
I'm on. No, I'm like, honestly, choice of weapon. If we were like
something like this?
Slaying demons, yeah. If we were Jericho's squad, like, what are
I'd
our
like
weapons?
I'd like a exoskeleton.
And be up in the front. Yeah, you'd be the tank?
Yeah. That's what I would want.
What about you, Bobby?
I don't know. I'd probably be Father Rawlings, the guy who hangs back and can
revive.
No,
he's already a guy, Bobby. If you were a guy.
Oh, if I were a guy. We're creating our own character.
Yeah.
You'd be a support class, like a revive class?
I don't know.
I think it looks cool.
Aren't I the helicopter guy? Like, I come in with the helicopter? Like the dude from Hawaii 50.
That's an answer from another question, Bobby. Gyrocopter, he's throwing bombs off the side.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
Jars of pee.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'll find the winged demon. Well, yeah. You know what else is really cool about this game, though, is each level, you travel through time, of course. So each level, you're going into a different time period. You go to World War II, you go to ancient Rome, you go to medieval times, you go to ancient Sumeria.
But you're still fighting mostly demons.
Yeah, you're correct? Fighting demons. And honestly, the landscape could have used a little work because this one right here is in medieval times. You can't really tell by looking around. I mean, it just looks cloudy.
That's how
and
they
dusty.
Got away with all of that.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, it's still 2007. Okay, here we go. The winged demon was a little further back from here. There he is. This guy.
Yeah. Damn.
Love the way that guy looks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it's really like, nasty, but also a little bit of butterfly in there.
It's mm-hmm. Edward Scissorhands if he had bat wings.
Yeah, yeah. You can't even just see all the cuts on him, though. But this game actually looks really good for 2007. So, I mean, I wouldn't really recommend this to anyone who's just playing modern games. But if you like the old stuff like me, like, this is one of the better mid-2000s shooters.
Yeah, for sure.
This was right around the time. I think there was a big jump between, like, 2005 and, like, 2008. Like, games just got so much better. First-person shooters got a lot better.
Yeah.
Because if you play, like, around 2005, like, the game Ray played last week, Call of Juarez, Fear came out in 2005.
The wrong game.
Like, you see a difference between those types of games and like Fear 2 or Jericho. Like they really started getting creative with the design and the graphics. There's a big jump there as well. So I'm enjoying it. I'm exactly halfway through it. I will probably I'll probably finish it. I'm having a good time. I've been streaming it as well.
This game was on Xbox too, right? And PlayStation. Because I think that's why I know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray, what's your demon slaying gear?
Oh, dude, guns, man. Give me guns. Give me fucking, like...
Actually, what kind of guns?
Handguns, more than anything.
Handguns?
Pistols?
You're a handgun
You'd
guy?
Be like akimbo?
Yeah, I'm a handgun guy.
No, would you guess my choice weapon? Really.
And then I'm more into, like, sniper rifles, so...
Okay, yeah. So you're the guy hanging in the back. Mm-hmm. Honestly, my choice weapon would be a shotgun.
Shotgun's good.
Yeah.
Shotgun's always great.
Because you know me, I like getting up in the front. I like close combat.
No, it's
because
like I do hunting, what? So you know.
I would
so
do shotgun.
So I'm used to like a 306. I'm standing in the back, killing a fucking deer from like 300 yards.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. What movie is it that she's like, how are you with the shotgun? She's like, I'm a fucking surgeon.
Wow.
Is that Kill Bill?
Is it?
I feel like it is. Anyway.
Kill Bill never used a shotgun.
That's a Google away, bro.
Anyway,
Admiral Beef, no, I've never played this game before. I've never played any of Clive Barker's games, and I was just kind of curious about it. And you try to research this, and people will tell you, oh, Undying was better. Oh, Jericho is better. But it really comes down to preference. They're very different games. Although, one thing I will say about this game that I do not like is it has quick time events. The worst kind of quick time events. A cutscene will be playing. I'll be like, oh, cool, time to kick back, relax, talk to Twitch chat. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's like, up arrow, you're dead. Like, what the hell, man? That's not cool.
You know, God of War is when quick time events really just...
Those are the best ones.
You can do quick time events right. Yeah. There are games that do that, but... Yeah. Not during cutscenes.
Have you played Shenmue? The worst kind.
I did play a little Shenmue, dude. We were talking about Dreamcast earlier.
The hardest thing about Shenmue was remembering phone numbers. I
know, dude. And then collecting capsules. Such a great game. Oh, my God.
There's some drama around Shenmue 3 right now about it not coming to Steam.
Yeah, huge. It's huge. It's going epic.
No, but they said the Shenmue guy said that it's Steam's fault. So I don't know.
It is, because it's the whole Kickstarter money thing giving to the people that, you know, gave money, right? Steam won't give them codes or something.
Oh shit!
Something like
fuck them.
Yeah, it's Steam not giving people codes because it's not the way that it was supposed to make the money for the game.
Codes. Give them your own codes.
So it's pretty much it's almost as if, like, I think from what I've read is if I make a game and everyone already gave me money and I put the game on Steam, then I say, can I get 50 codes? Because I'm going to have to distribute this to everyone. Yeah. Steam goes, no, fuck you. They didn't spend money.
That's weird.
Isn't that fucked up?
That's weird because I've known some, like Zaya, he always gives us codes. I don't know if he's paying for those. You think he's paying for those? Bobby?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
He's not paying much if he's paying. Because he's paying cost, right?
So anyway. I think Epic just didn't give everyone codes for everyone that was part of the Kickstarter or whatever it was. I think it was Kickstarter for Shenmue.
Yeah.
Which, man, that's crazy, dude. It's like so many years passed. Shenmue was like, it was a great game. It was because it's a shitty game now if you think about it.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
But at the time, I mean, I remember playing that game and there was something about it that kept me playing. And it's not my type of game.
Well, because you've never had a game that was so like, detailed, you know, like you can,
yeah, like
know,
the world you could walk around, you talk to people, yeah, talk to that dude at the hot dog cart.
It was so cool, and they obviously the worst voice actor in the world,
I
remember there was like a little kid that would run up to you, hello, sir, I like kickball. And that was it.
I remember that kid. I really
a little chubby Asian kid.
Yeah.
He just, oh my God, sir, like this and that. I'm like, all right. But it was so bad. But it was it let you do so many things. It was just, you know, it went from a fighting simulator to a forklift simulator to I go to vending machines and arcade machines because it had like Space Harrier.
Oh yeah.
You can go to the arcade.
Like some motorcycle like a real game.
Yeah, man. It was cool.
Hey, well, what can we talk about some modern day games?
Go for
bring
it
to please. Our generation. So something very new that I played that everyone else played without me, I finally caught on to Mordhau. I was actually gifted the game when I was streaming, which is epic. Thank you to Dibble, who is actually really one of my close friends. Gamer friends. Mordhau, I was joking about how I bumped into that kid at Starbucks and was playing Mordhau.
Oh, yeah.
And I always wanted to play this, considering, even before you guys picked it up and played it, because it just seemed like goofy fun. I played it for about 2 hours and a good 30 minutes into the training, I feel like, because as soon as I got on horseback, I just couldn't get anything right. Like, I can't handle a horse for the life of me.
It's hard.
I did pretty good with the bow and arrow, but I never picked one up during live combat. And then when it came to playing in the battlefield, my KDR was horrible. Not because I was actively trying to get a good kill score, but it's because I was still learning the motions of the game.
Yeah.
And any kills that I really did get, they were mostly third party. So it wasn't as fun. It wasn't as fun in the beginning because the only way I felt effective as a fighter was third party people or standing on the other side and probing them.
You said that you didn't pick up a crossbow. You know, you can pick the crossbow before you start.
Really?
With whatever weapons you want.
You have to choose your kit before you go to the game. But a lot of the stuff doesn't really unlock until level four before you can get
it. I only probably made it to level 3.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But the real mode in this game
is
not
some stuff, right?
a few things, but I don't remember.
You can go like heavy, light, medium.
No, because I do remember when I started, I had a crossbow. A bow and arrow.
You can get a bow and arrow.
But you can't get the crossbow. You can't get the halberd. You can't change a lot of the armor types.
Oh, no. Like, Amelia and I sucked at this horrible.
Yeah.
Like Bobby had, you know, experience from, like, War of the Roses.
War of the Roses. Yeah. Chivalry.
I definitely had some tough moments 1v1.
The horse is so hard to ride.
I will be playing more of Mortal because I just didn't get a good grasp on it playing it for the first 2 hours. I could, you know, like I said, the only kills I really got were third party kills.
Well, that's,
but gee, the mode you were playing in is a mess. The real mode, like the fun one, is the one where it's like knockout, where you die and you wait till the end of the round.
Oh,
like,
hell no, that sounds boring.
That one, because then it counts. Like, that one's the real deal.
I'm not ready for that yet.
No, that was really fun. That was us playing against the guy with the harp, right?
Running around. I would like that, though.
Or Emilio just swinging a miss.
I would prefer that mode, but I'm just not ready for it yet.
That was so funny. We had a dude. Were you here for that episode?
Yeah, we talked to her about it. Yeah, she said.
Played the video.
We talked to you about the troll that was like, come after me, fellas.
Yeah, and the harp, and you got to go in.
It was so good.
It was so funny.
The real high-pitched voice.
Oh, man, it was so good.
I couldn't talk to anyone in game. There was no voiceover for me.
Probably the server you were on.
There's voice commands.
Voice commands.
Yeah, there's like a radial menu.
Yeah.
You can bring up.
No, I want to get good at this game.
I feel like this game takes like, 20 hours to actually be good. Decent.
I want to perfect my like dick stabbing moves.
Dick stabbing? Damn.
There should be some ladies in here. Well, I guess.
No, not in the game.
Why?
Obviously
you
not.
Can't.
But.
Why not?
When did you ever have girls fighting during this time?
Only the Vikings had shield maintenance.
Yeah,
I know.
What about Joan of Arc? Oh, she was a little later, I guess.
Did that ever happen, though?
All right. Cool. I'm glad you liked it.
It's fun.
And now we all have it. We can play that.
Yeah, we could.
That'd
be fun.
You guys can be on one team.
Yeah. See, everything from the stump, I'll kill.
It's interesting because for me, even though it's a high skill game, it was very casual feeling. Regardless.
Oh, yeah,
because I was respawning in the map, and that's
exactly the mode you're playing.
I would never get upset if I died. I'd just be like, I know why I died. Oh, that was silly. Oh, he just owned me, kind of thing.
It was pretty much me and Emilio complaining about us sucking, and Bobby just going, "Oh, really? I have 1,000 kills. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's cool."
No, it was fun for a game that I have absolutely no leverage on, but I ended up still quitting and then going to play Counter-Strike, of course.
It's such a genre that's just like, you have to be good at this, and there's only been so many games. You know, there's been like, 3 games?
Yeah.
That are like, so it's very hard. It's super hard. You know,
they are coming out with Chivalry 2.
We saw it at E3.
I feel like there's a lot of nuisances in this game too. Nuances such as the catapult, the horses.
Oh yeah, like what the fuck? Like, dude, I was an engineer for 2 hours. I was like, I don't know what to do with this hammer. I don't know.
I didn't know building at all. There's a reason why I don't play Fortnite. I'm not into it at all.
Yeah, it's so hard. Mm-hmm. That's not for me.
That could be some homework. You could put me up to playing some Fortnite and I'll hate you guys. That sounds great.
Nah, but you play Battle Royale.
Oh, come on.
You enjoy that.
The point is,
you'd be thinking, I'm getting good at this.
The point is to play games that
We're giving you great games. We're not giving you shitty games. We're not making you play like the worst game ever, you know, like Timbleweed Park. But I mean, but we're giving you a great game.
I would probably enjoy Timbleweed.
No, Park, because, Timbleweed, I actually read all the reviews. It's a fucking great game, supposedly. But, you know, it's not for me. That wasn't for me. But I enjoyed what I did, you know?
Yeah, now, when we talk about games like that, then you have a little, you got a little buy-in. You know what it's about.
Yeah.
So we got Disco. We wanted to raise up our Discord. A level. So we, Ray and I got Discord Nitro.
I'm gonna start paying for it now. So
it's kind of cool. It's $10 a month.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just,
$10 a month, $100 a year.
Yeah.
That's pricey for what? Emotes?
You do get games. They've got a whole list of free games. Nothing like games. Super great.
Yeah, nothing super great. You can click on it, Bobby. So you have these games inside. You have Metro, this some other games. I played a few of them. I'll talk about them in a second. But the best thing about it is you get higher transfer upload rate. So when you put, they have like a million GIFs you can just click from, right? Instead of having to go to get a link for a GIF and then bring it back over and then pasting it and all that, you can just go into the hotbar. That's the best part for me, is the GIFs and the memes.
GIFs? Yeah. The funny thing is, my GIF game is horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. I barely use emotes when I text and all of that. And I love GIFs. I really do. Yeah. But I couldn't pay $9.99 for Nitro. I really can't.
So one thing that you get with Nitro too is you get to boost one server. And
what does that mean?
So to get to level one, you need to get two boosts. So two people need to basically vote for your server. Mm-hmm. We're at level one right now.
It's like a Twitch subscription, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
With different benefits.
I think we need to get 10, right, or 15?
To get to
level two, we need 10.
What if it's boosting you?
Okay, so it raises the data cap that you can have on your...
The quality of your voice, too.
Yeah, the voice data rate goes up, so...
It's a better voice quality for the server. Yeah,
there you go. You can read them off, Bobby.
So if you get a lot, I'm trying to find the one that shows exactly what gets what here, but it's just listing the general ones you get.
Right.
So you can get a custom Discord tag. I think that's at the 100 limit. That's one of the that's like level three, the last one.
Oh, for everybody?
So we could be like discord.com/DLgaming if we got that, which would be cool. but yeah, you get a bunch of global emojis. You get a... animated GIF as your profile image, and for your server, you get like a cool like visual splash background on your Discord server. Like it's a lot of cosmetic stuff, but it also increases some of the technical things too. Better audio quality, video quality, faster upload.
Like right now, Chi, like I've had this issue a lot where I try to load a video from my phone because I videoed something cool and I want to put it on Discord.
But
and you can't
do it. Limit.
The upload limit killed me. Now we can, I think, because we're at level one. Now I can upload small videos. And if we get to level two, I'm not really trying to get to level two, but if you guys already do this, boost our server and get us to level two. What else do we get, Bobby? 50 more emoji slots?
This is for level one, which we currently have. You need two people for level one. And that is 50 more emoji slots, 128 kilobit audio, custom splash background, and an animated server icon.
Do we have the custom? Did you work on that, Bobby? The custom splash background?
No.
What was that?
I haven't even looked at that.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
I think you have control of the Discord server. But yeah, we'd have to look in.
Yeah, and settings. We should get the animated server icon too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Can I give our podcast homework in terms of like... getting an actual DLG game night back and going.
Yeah.
We could definitely do that because it's summertime.
People are talking about it.
I have a consistent schedule now.
Oh, that's true.
We could definitely do... my schedule is predictable now. So a huge part of the why I couldn't get my life together, I feel like, is because I just... You know, life guided me, not I guided my own life.
So a lot of people are talking about Friday the 13th game night, but wait for Bobby Ray. I think he's starting to put something together already.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe we could get some Mordhau in there too.
Yeah.
We should organize something.
Uh-huh.
Really? I mean, that's one of the worst things. We're the worst at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the game night.
We're a sniper when you need him.
And they're so cool. Yeah. He works for another fucking team. That's what the problem is.
Well, he actually, over at Diplo, they are hosting... they had a bunch of game nights this last week.
Yeah, they're always doing cool things.
Yeah, I missed one. I was supposed to be there where they were going to play Settlers of Catan on the tabletop simulator. I thought it was Wednesday and it ended up being on a Thursday and I wasn't home. But I missed out on that. Dude, the tabletop simulator, that was fun. We could play some Trivial Pursuit and I can make fun of how stupid everyone is.
There's so many games on that fucking thing, dude.
It's amazing that... Like the law hasn't come down on them yet.
You know how we were talking about playing D&D?
Jacking all that shit.
Yeah,
you were talking about playing D&D?
Yeah.
Oh, first of all.
You can play on there.
Yeah, you play it on there. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
But there's D&D websites that you can play for free that have like are specific for it. And they're really good. I played it on there.
Well,
too.
Beef bought the starter kit so we can start playing.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Cool.
If anyone in San Diego wants to play some D&D, hit us up. Cruise it.
All right. Discord Nitro. So, if you are going to be, if you do subscribe to that, we could use your boost. That'd be cool.
Yeah. So, the two games that I played off of there are Tormentor X Punisher, which is this top-down twin-stick shooter roguelike, which I just listed the top three things of my games, right? Like, you're like, oh, this is exactly what... No, it's fucking... I hated it. I didn't like anything about it. Well, the art style is pretty cool at the beginning.
Art style's fun.
That's funny.
Yeah, but that's it. Go to the gameplay, Bobby. Somewhere around here. Yeah, this is it. And
oh, no.
It's super loud. It's in your face. Every round starts with, let's fucking do this. Like, super loud. I don't know. The way you reload your machine gun.
Is it that fast or is that just like
they're fast? They're speeding it up.
Oh, okay.
A little bit. The way you reload your machine gun is by shooting your shotgun. The way you reload your shotgun, shooting your machine gun, which is kind of cool.
Like, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it sounds cool. But I just didn't like the way it played. Nothing made sense. Like,
it looks glidey.
It was too fast to like come up with any strategies. I'm sure there are.
It like, looks like it's not really built for people who are sensitive to epileptic seizures.
No, for
seizures.
Sure not.
It's,
no.
It's,
there's 15 even, dead kids.
Even if you weren't, even if you weren't sensitive to stuff like that, it seems very choppy. And I know you said it looks a little speeded up for the trailer, but even then,
yeah, I wasn't a fan.
It doesn't visually. It
crazy good reviews. 9 out of 10 on Steam. But
really?
Whatever. It can go fuck off. I'm not into it.
This might not be the best. I mean, there are better games in Nitro Games, right? They got regular human basketball.
Yeah, which is fun.
They have 20XX, man. 20XX is like a really cool.
Yeah, 20XX. That's like a Mega Man game.
Mega Man,
right?
Yeah.
Hobbit's
Mega Man
supposed to be a good game, right?
Last Day in June is the free game on Epic right now, and this actually looks really good. I might check that out.
It looks cute.
Yeah, but they got the Metro games.
Oh, so that's the other one, Bobby, now that you have right there.
Wait, they have the Blob?
The Blob
2.
Holy, that was a really cool like Wii Console U game. Yeah. Wii game, Wii U game, both of them.
So they've got a lot of older games on here, but cool. Good ones. Like older Dark games Siders that you can get at really cheap. Tyranny. Bioshock 1 and 2.
If you never played Bioshock, get on the shit.
Abzu was Inside. Good. Inside. Ooh, this is a game I actually was going to play.
Caffeine. No,
don't play that one. That one's probably weird.
It's
So these are the games that come with
it's a point-and-click adventure. Yeah. Yeah, these are all Nitro games.
Oh, I like Soma.
Soma's on there.
Trine 3. Oh, all the Trine games are on here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Duck game. But
Wasteland 2 is really good. Oh, if you like XCOM,
New and Tasty, play that. If you've never played Oddworld, like the original PlayStation game, they remastered it, redid it, made it amazing. Play it on here.
Ooh, Metro 2033. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I like the way that Discord launches games.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you click on something, it's something different. I guess it's it's a windowed. I don't know. When you launch something on Steam, it feels like, oh, there's a program running and there's all these gears behind it. When you play something on Discord, it's just on your screen. I imagine that's how Stadia is going to be. It's just kind of like it just pops up.
Pops up, yeah. Mm. Maybe you can give Guacamelee another shot.
Broken Age is really supposed to be awesome, right?
I really like this.
Broken Age was good. I played the first half of that.
It's a point and click, right?
Yeah, it's a point and click.
Nitro is nice.
It's an easier one. Elijah Wood does the voice acting.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Who's the company that did that used
Double
to work
Fine.
For Double Fine,
because that game came out back in the day, like it, you know, old school graphics, and then it got remastered to this, right? Am I right?
I don't think so.
No?
I think this is completely original.
Sure?
Yeah, Jack Black plays a character in there. This is a great game.
Flying Hawaiian says Bridge Construction is really good.
It's interesting because Nitro, all the features we were talking about up to this point, did not interest me. But this is such a good compilation of games. It may be
It is.
It's
really
it's
classic.
Like all the great games I played 5 years ago. Brutal Legend, so Monaco.
Legend. Yeah.
So I talked to Bobby. I was like, hey, Bobby, should we?
But I already own the games on this list that I actually want to play. So,
Dude, you got Stranger's Wrath? That's
literally all the games that I'm like,
awesome.
Ooh, that's cool. But I already own it. So there's, for
that's
me,
cool.
there's no
I would,
real
I would
appeal.
Replay that on the PC.
So I told Bobby, I was like, hey, oh, Ray, I think that might be your next one.
KOTOR.
I think Psychonauts might be.
I replayed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so what I was saying is, I told Bobby, hey, should I buy Nitro for everybody so that we can boost our thing? He's like, we only need 2 votes. And you and Ray are on there the most. So it makes sense that we got it because we
Well, I think, is Mini actually boosting ours? Because I see the little icon next to Mini's name.
Did Mini boost it?
Yeah, he boosted us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, because she has like 2.
I bet he got Nitro just because
I have you and my boost, and then we have we're on level 3 now, I think, with the boost.
No,
I
mean, we can't.
No. Not level 3, but like
3 votes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there was 3.
Yeah. So we get 7 more. Yeah.
That's a lot. Anyway, Chi, if you want it, you could have it. Just say
thank you.
Okay. Moving on.
All right.
The other game that I played on there was, it's right there, Bobby. It's The End of Is Nigh. The End Is Nigh.
It's The End Is Nigh. Yeah. Yeah. I've heard of that game.
So it's the second game. I don't know. It's the game that Edmund, whatever his name is, did after Binding of Isaac. It's not my type of game. It's kind of like a Super Meat Boy type of game. It's a jumping game. And that's just about it. You can jump and you can grab on ledges.
Edmund McMillan, he made Super Meat Boy, but did he make Binding of Isaac?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I did know that and I forgot.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he's most known for. It's just kind of like what he did with Binding of Isaac. If you think of what Binding of Isaac is, it's a character that can walk in 8 directions and shoot in 4 directions. And that's it. But yet it's one of these greatest games, you know? And you could feel that same kind of game development in this. You can only jump and grab ledges, but it feels so perfect. Like everything is exactly down to the pixel on controls. The controls are excellent. That said, I'm not one for jumping over spikes. It's not for me. If you do die, you come back together. I call these frustration games, you know, the Hotline Miami's,
but they have the instant reloads.
The instant reload, and it's really important. And this has that. The other thing that this has is, like, every level, every screen is a level, right? So, you know, this is one level, and then you go to the right, and then the next one starts. But
it's my kind of game.
You can jump from one to the other, and so you can go back if you have to go for, because you're the last person on Earth, and you're trying to put a friend together, so you're collecting parts all throughout. So you're looking for a spleen, and you're looking for, like, a toe or whatever, and you're trying to collect them. But you can just ignore them. I don't know how the game will come out if you ignore them, but you could just keep going. So sometimes you have to go back in order to get some stuff. I thought that was pretty cool, because Super Meat Boy didn't have that. Anyway, looks awesome, sounds awesome, plays awesome, not for me.
Now, that actually looks fun. There's a game on mobile. It's called Trap Adventure. It's like $1.99.
Yeah.
And it's one of those games where, like, you jump on a platform, and then that platform might throw out spikes and kill you, like, instantly. And it's fucked up. It's fucked up. It's like, it makes you think, like, you're about to
win, and then it kills
you. Yeah, and it just kills you. Like, watch. Look at this. Look at an instant here. And it's
I've seen this.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It's like Twitch content. This is for people to get frustrated and react to. Uh-huh. Yeah. I've seen this before. Yeah. And you have to, like, figure out each trap.
That's funny.
That does look funny.
Yeah. It's like the cart situation.
Okay. So yeah, it's really cool. Good for streaming.
So as long as you go really... So this game makes you go quick, you know? So yeah. I kind of like that. I've always liked Super Meat Boy, and I like little games that just make you feel... Like,
you have the end is nigh right now.
Yeah.
So play
it. I'm going to try that.
And next week.
It's all awesome.
Have you ever played anything on Discord? Oh, yeah. We played that little...
We played the IO game. Yeah.
The IO game. The way that launched, that's how everything launches on there.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's quick. It's quick. Fun.
It's comfortable. Different. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Time for a movie review. So
we couldn't wait.
So I want to apologize. Last week, I got the person wrong. The person who had recommended the Tekken movies and the Blood Rain movies was Burn Division. So I checked out Blood Rain 1, the first one that came out in 2005. So this was a U-Bowl movie, and I feel like we should start there. If you don't know who that is, this is a German director who...
Psycho.
Oh, he's a German filmmaker who has made a career out of making video game movies, and they're all pretty bad, or not very good. I've seen two of his movies, House of the Dead and Far Cry. They both weren't good. They have little to do with the video game.
Have you not seen Postal?
I have no idea.
Postal.
That House of the Dead Postal. And Far Cry.
I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yeah, I had no idea. There's a Far Cry movie?
There is a Far Cry movie. Yeah. But you would watch... If you took away the label Far Cry and watched it, you would have no idea that it had anything to do with the game. And that's how a lot of his movies are, unfortunately.
He made a Postal movie, dude.
How does he keep
Dave
getting Foley funding?
Was in that.
You know...
See, Bobby, explain how Hollywood works.
There's a lot of money in it.
You know Postal, right?
No, I haven't never seen the movie.
I played the game. Yeah, okay. He has a Postal movie.
Okay.
The first scene in the movie
is
two pilots about to crash into the World Trade Center.
Wow. That's, so,
and it's them going back and forth, like, should we do this? Should we not do this? Like, it's just like, and people coming in, it's just the guy is fucked up.
Is that before?
No,
no, it's after.
Postal was probably a little later in the 2000s.
Yeah.
But so here's the weird thing. He's a filmmaker. He directs these movies. He also produces and distributes the movies. So I don't know where he's finding the money or if he just has a lot of money, but he's able to make these movies.
Are they profitable?
No.
So here's the thing, though. I thought, like...
He's like a Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, he's kind of like that. But that's what I was expecting when I went to watch Blood Rain. I'm like, this is going to be so terrible. This is going to be like The Room or Birdemic bad. But it wasn't that bad. Like, his movies are just... I don't know. They're like...
They're so cringe, man.
You can't... I don't know. There's not even, like, a plot point I remember from this movie. They're just very dull. They aren't, like, outrageously bad, but they're just not very good. But I don't know. He keeps making them. So, Blood Rain, I've never played the game, but apparently this woman is half vampire, half human, and she's trying to kill her dad, who is a vampire, get revenge on him. That's pretty much the story right there. She's got to collect like three different talismans before he gets them. That's pretty much it. What's crazy about this movie is who they got in it. This movie cost $25 million to make, and it was released in the theaters.
Somebody walking around with $15 million, the pot.
Hey, $25 million is pretty cheap for a movie, actually.
Yeah, I know.
But there weren't a lot of special effects. I think it was paying the actors. It only made $3.7 million, by the way. So Jeez. Box office bomb. The next two movies went straight to DVD. And I assume they get better, but they are both made by U-Bowl.
He should be banned.
Wait, only made how much?
It made $3.7 million.
But then his movies also only cost like $1 million.
Well, he spent $25 million.
$25 million. Oh, shit.
Listen to the people he has in this movie. Kristanna Loken, you probably remember her as the female Terminator in Terminator 3.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So she does a lot of movies like this, Painkiller Jane. Also, Michael Madsen, he was Bill from Kill Bill. Billy Zane was in there.
Billy Zane, damn. Yeah. Okay.
Meatloaf was in there. Ben Kingsley, Gandhi, was in there as the main bad guy. Acting his heart out no reason. Yeah. And, of course, Michelle Rodriguez was in there. She's like
in those movies.
Yeah. Bobby, Bill from Kill Bill was not who you just said it was.
Yeah, no, it's not him, actually.
Am I thinking of the wrong one? Michael Madsen?
Yeah.
This guy right here?
No, that's not Bill.
Oh, no, that's the guy in the... I was so drunk when I watched that movie. That was the guy who buries her.
Yeah, How have you Kung Fu is...
You've only seen that one time?
I blacked out halfway through.
Stop watching this bullshit and go watch.
Wait, what's Kung Fu's name? I forgot his name. Kung Fu. Come on. What's his name?
Panda?
No, Kung Fu is the name of Kung Fu is Bill, but Kung Fu that same actor.
His name is
what's his name?
He fucking choked himself to death while trying to beat off in a closet.
Oh, he's one of those.
David Carradine?
David Carradine.
Yeah.
Damn, he's one of those?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Did you ever see The Good Son? No, not The Good Son. Was anyone in that movie with Robin Williams?
Look up any interview with him, dude. He is the most full of himself person I've ever listened to.
Robin Williams had a film where he had a kid.
Yeah. I believe it.
That actually killed himself. And it's the whole movie so dark.
Was it with Macaulay Culkin, The Good Son?
No. It's a wrong. No. Son's like classic. No.
I think Ray's drunk now.
No. Robin Williams had a movie with where his son died, and he was actually choked. This was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and his son died because he had this a belt.
World's Greatest Dad.
World's Greatest Dad. Yes, Dad,
I heard about that movie.
That movie is fucked.
Yeah,
but yeah. So he died the same way.
What's that have to do with Blood Rain?
Because he died the same way as the actor.
David Carradine, I know. Yeah.
But I do also, so they've got all these really good actors in there. But I do want to point out one, I love character actors. They got Udo Kier in there, which, this guy, his face. You don't know his name, though.
Yeah. Bobby, I've never understood what that means. I've heard that character. Yeah.
Exactly what I said it was. Like someone who you know their face, but you don't know their name. They play the same character in every movie. Like Brian Dennehy.
Like Keanu.
Sam Waterston.
Not Keanu. Keanu's always a front man.
Keanu's always Keanu.
Yeah, but he's
not leading roles. So like Brian Dennehy, famous character actor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So like you've seen this guy in the background of like all the movies. They've always got bit parts. He pops up wherever. He was actually a lawyer in Dynasty.
Nobody cares.
I think Bobby just has this this segment to just bring up dynasty.
I try to work it in.
This is Bobby's therapy. He comes in here.
Okay, fail.
Oh. Oh my god.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
wake up.
I'm falling asleep here.
Wake up
again.
So Blood Rain, I cannot recommend it. I assume that these movies get better. It was very.
Assume that no sequels are better than the original?
Well, the third one, because I hear the games. She battles Jafar? Nazis in a lot of them.
So good.
And the third one's called like Third Reich or something like that. But I assume they get better. But. Yeah, the movie is just so bland. It was tough to get into.
It's so bad. Just look at it, dude.
I was surprised that it wasn't like outrageously terrible. But I do want to watch the other ones. Like I'll see it through to the end. I'll watch the trilogy. Man. But next week, you know, keep the suggestions coming.
What actor? That's
Michelle Rodriguez.
No, the guy, the dude.
Which guy?
The dude. What is she fighting with?
Chris Pratt?
That
guy?
I didn't recognize him. That was Matthew Davis or Will Sanderson. No, Matthew Davis.
She's cute.
Oh, that's the chick from Game of Thrones. The red witch.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. They must have saw her in this and be like,
damn, she's like a younger version. Like,
I don't think obviously. That's the red witch, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It looks like it.
What's her name? Do you know, anyone know?
No, her name. That was totally her.
It definitely looks like this is a crossbreed between Buffy the Vampire Slayer meets Game of Thrones.
Oh, he looks like
Jamie Lannister.
He looks like Stifler. That's what I
thought. Yeah, he does, dude. I kept seeing that. I thought it was William Scott, whatever.
She's cutting his neck.
Oh, this is the sex scene. The sex scene was very awkward, man.
Awkward.
I mean, it was awkward.
Play it out. Let's see why.
I feel like he likes to just throw him in there.
There was nudity. I don't know if they're going to show it.
Yeah.
But this is totally it.
I think he just likes to throw the sex scenes in
there. Yeah, it's like, it's very perfunctory. Everything in this movie is just like, well, we got to have this part. And it's, I hate to be that guy, but like, it feels like, titties. Oh, they do. Ooh, I don't know if we can
show
that.
Oh, shit. That's not, oh my god, it's a full scene.
We can't have that.
It's the whole thing.
Don't worry, nobody watches.
Nobody watches this vibe.
All right. Oh shit, the cops are here.
FBI.
We just got swatted.
We just got swatted, guys.
Oh god. Yeah.
I just saw a nipple.
So if you want to see the Terminator topless, there she is. But yeah, and of course there's Ben Kingsley doing his thing as a vampire.
Damn. That's weird.
Is he a vampire in this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the head vampire. He's the bad guy. They have a sword duel at the end of this. The Terminator and Ben Kingsley. The Terminator and Gandhi have a sword duel at the end of this movie. It's wild. I don't know. So next week, keep the suggestions coming. Send them to me on Discord. But next week, I'm either going to watch Gamer from 2009 or... I've never seen Gamer, by the way. Or Stay Alive
or from 2006. Silent Hill.
Stay Alive, I will. I will watch that, but I don't know.
It's the best video game movie ever.
It is a good movie.
Other than Detective Pikachu.
I haven't seen that one either.
Does that have anything to do with the game?
Yeah, with Detective Pikachu.
It's got the Pikachu in it.
Is there something?
So Detective Pikachu is
Moving on.
It's a DS game. It's a DS game.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
DS game. Yeah.
Yes. All right. But, I'm excited for Stay Alive. I think I saw that in the theater. It's about a video game that if you play it and you die in it, it kills you in real life. And it's got Malcolm in the Middle in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good times.
I think I've seen that movie. I don't remember.
It's a super old school movie. All right. What's next? What's next?
Yeah. What else we got?
Anything but this.
Oh, Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. It came out a long time ago.
And you bought it for full price.
And I bought it for full price.
And now it's $4.
And now it's $3.99. So I'm bringing up this game because it's cheap as fuck right now for the Steam sale. And I'm thinking, what better game to have multiple parties doing a DOG game night? I think it'd be great.
So how many people in a game?
Eight
for this 61
Metacritic. Eight people in a game. One person will be Jason. So there'll be seven counselors. One person will be Jason. Okay. I'm thinking if you end up being Jason and we find out who Jason is, then we're gonna, if we're on our DLG server, then we're gonna transfer you immediately outside of the chat, so you don't talk to us because you know. So you don't hear us.
Right, right.
That'd be fucked up. So you know where we are, but we can actually start private matches. So if you've never played Friday the 13th, it's Dead by Daylight, but just only Jason. That's pretty much what it is. But it has little features that, you know, you don't have in Dead by Daylight, which is like a lot of the traps, a lot of the way that it works, and a lot of the lore that comes with Friday the 13th, which is really cool. It's like, you know, you have Mama like fucking shit up, and it's creepy hearing her laugh, and it's creepy seeing Jason coming up to you.
So that's like a, what is that, an entity that's fucking up the game? The counselors,
yeah,
it's Mama. I don't know what Mama is at
so,
all.
So, if you know Friday the 13th, you know that like his mom died, right? And this guy's just a fucking psycho. Supposedly, his mom's telling him to kill people.
Okay,
so but his mom's just some dead fucking like decapitated. Well, no, I forgot how she looked in the movie. I'm sorry.
No, his mom was the killer in one of the movies, wasn't?
Was she?
I think so. And like the second one,
I never saw a movie. I'm going based off what I see in the game.
It was like 20 of these movies.
Oh, that was rude.
Oh no, dude, this game has, because if you've ever played Dead by Daylight, you know, Dead by Daylight, you throw a guy and you just like, he's dead, or you throw him a hook.
Okay, first movie she was the killer. That's right.
Yeah, that was the twist. First movie, yeah. And you throw him on a hook. You know, you do something, whatever. This game has the coolest fucking kill scenes I've ever seen.
They're really messed up, actually.
It's like,
it's a horror movie.
Yeah, it's a horror movie. Like, you see the, you
it's a slasher,
right,
actually.
There, you see him walking around with a spear. He'll see the spear. He'll just throw it through your skull, right?
Yeah.
And then, after you're just dead, he'll just, like, grab it from the other side. Not the side he threw it in. The other side. And just walk like nothing. It looks so cool, man.
Yeah.
But this game has this really cool little...
Jason has special abilities, right?
Yes, he does. He can actually teleport. He can...
Right, because that's what he does in the movies, basically.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, right?
Yeah. So it's like a horror movie trope.
I remember the devs talking about it. It's like, yeah, he's doing crazy things, so we're like, we'll just let him do crazy things.
Yeah, so, which honestly makes him way too overpowered.
And
so,
but, well, he has to be, right?
But you...
That's the whole thing.
But you could actually, like... make it happen.
Oh,
like,
no.
You can actually,
it's
awesome.
She just got a jaw ripped off.
So when you have your superpowers, right, with like your Jason powers, obviously you have like this sensibility where you can actually see where the campers are. So you actually, when you're Jason, you have to pick kind of like eeny meeny miny.
Yeah, right, right.
Mo.
Whatever looks easiest. Right?
So you can teleport to him, but obviously if you teleport to someone, you have like a cooldown. You have like a 10 second, right, or 5 second or 10 second. I don't remember how much, because like you almost never get Jason for me.
Right.
I've gotten Jason twice, so I can't really say that much. But I've played a lot of this game.
How do the counselors win? If you get out, you win?
So you have multiple ways. You actually call, I forgot the name of the guy. Is it Tommy? You call one of the badass counselors.
Doesn't matter what his name is.
So you call in badass counselor.
The hard Tommy. Carry.
Yeah. And he comes in and tries to fuck him up, and it gives you a chance to run. Mm-hmm. You call the cops. Mm. And then once you do, like, you turn on the power, and then you get the radio waves going or whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
Cops are outside in the entrance, so you can run over there, and then the cops...
Kind of like Jason, Evolve. Evolve 2.
So then if the...
Well, you can also get the car working, too. That's
you get the
option.
Yeah, so you get the battery, you get the gas, and then you have to have the keys, but it's only two people per car. And there's only one car, I believe. So you only two people can make it that way. So everyone else has to figure out how to do it by...
Damn, so everybody's breaking off into the little
everyone's
groups.
Breaking off into groups, dude. So some people are like... But then again, I'm going to be the dude that's going to radio him. But then you find the keys and you're like, holy shit, I have the keys. So I can drive the fucking car.
Okay,
which is what happened today. So I was playing today before we got here. I was playing with Dazed. And I got the gas... I got the battery, and I'm like, shit, I need the keys. And I'm trying to find the keys. Some dude found the keys, just fucking grabs the car and just fucking leaves.
Hell yeah.
And then to top it off, he was so scared, he's running us over. He killed two people on the way out.
Wow.
Ray, I got a question. So I'm Jason. Okay. You guys are the counselors. Mm-hmm. Bobby gets out. I kill you too. So you guys lost. Bobby won and I won. Or how does that work?
Well, it's...
Are you just doing it for fun? Who cares who wins?
It's for fun, who cares who wins kind of deal. And then it's like experience. So whenever... Yeah. And then all the counters...
There's pretty progression?
There is. There's progression. There's perks.
Oh, okay.
And there's perks from like common, rare, Mono rare. No, wait, sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We know what you're talking about.
Rare, uncommon,
purples. Yeah.
There's blues, yellows, purples, all the colors, like Diablo. Thank you, Diablo, for this system.
Yes.
That works for everything.
Yeah.
Even Friday the 13th. And and they ran Days over. It's hilarious. Like, we actually kind of had it, dude. Like, me and Days were like, all right, let's just find the keys. We couldn't find them. But when we were close enough to run away, they ran over Days. And I'm like, shit. And I'm like, now what? And that kind of fucked me up. And it kind of, like, I was like, and I was like, by the time I started running, Jason just, like, you know, fuck you, bitch. Teleport next to me, put a spear through my head. How'd he kill you? Spear. That's why I remember that one.
He recommended?
Yes.
For $4?
It's fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's one thing I want to, you guys should know about this game. It's been going through a legal battle. So if you're thinking about, you know, I'm going to buy this game and there might be updates and stuff, who knows?
It's not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed. But for $4, you get this game with a couple maps, a couple really cool shit, and DLG Game Night, which I want to do this. It should happen.
You and Chi should put that together.
Yeah, we should do a game night. I would do it tonight, but tonight will probably not happen. But we should plan it out for next weekend, which would be great. Do a game night.
You've been really busy lately.
Yeah, dude.
It's hard being having a family, dude.
Yeah, right? Ridiculous.
All right. Cool. I'm glad you like it.
It's a fun game. So you gotta check it out.
Oh, shit. I'm up next.
You're next.
Fuck.
Okay. All right. Let's go pee together. If we pee together, we can speed up the time.
We can do it faster. So my homework was Little Nightmares. It is a side scroller. The easiest way to say it is, it's very much like Inside or Limbo. Very atmospheric, dark, creepy. It's not a scary game. I think they gave it to me. They said it was like an entry level scary game. It's just creepy. The way I explained it to Sam was, you know, when you're watching a movie and like the character's going up a ladder and then the monster's claw almost gets the guy's foot and then the foot goes up just in time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that in this game. There's a bit, you barely squeeze by, you barely make it. Sometimes you don't make it. Sometimes you die. Mm-hmm. And there's this story that's unfolding. I don't think I'm going to spoil it for you guys. I mean, a lot of it's in the trailer. You can kind of see, there's a lot of gluttony going on. There's these nasty humans that are just eating, and that's all they care about, and they're eating little creatures like you, and you're doing your best to combat that and get through the whole thing. The music's pretty good, the atmosphere is really good, the cinematic feel, the camera work feels like a camera that's actually following you and somebody's holding it. I liked it very much. I was glad that I played it. I beat it in 3 hours. I enjoyed it. I don't know much more to say about it. Except for, you know, there's not a word in this whole thing. Nobody says a word. There's no text anywhere. And yet a story was told. And they did the story. They told the story.
You didn't get scared? Like, never? You never jumped?
No.
Any random, like, you never felt like the heartbeat when seeing these big-ass guys with, like, either weird faces or just walking around or just...
No, I think a lot of it has to do with streaming it, man. Like, things are less scary when you're streaming.
Yeah, you know, you feel like you got scary when you stream.
Yeah.
It looks very Tim Burton, though. It's not like, it seems like it would be scary for kids.
Because I remember playing this game, and it's just being like, just seeing, okay, first of all, the character design is ridiculous.
There was one, that one, I was like, okay, that scared me for sure.
I remember that scene.
It's just creepy.
With the worms in the very beginning.
Yeah.
Just like, it's just creepy, you know? And then after
everything's
that,
creepy.
When you're walking, when you see these guys walking around,
yeah, they're
the
fucking
character
nasty,
design
man.
Is just creepy. It's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
And then you're trying to
what
run around them.
What rating is this game?
Huh?
What rating is this game?
I don't know. What does it have, Bobby?
I don't know. What does it have?
Oh.
I'm talking
overwhelmingly positive.
Well, no, I'm talking in terms of content.
I don't know.
I don't know. This game got really great ratings, okay. And it's a very short game, very short. Like, did you beat it?
Yeah, I finished it in 3 hours.
Yeah, it's like 3 hour game, yeah.
Almost exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly 3 hours it took me. I had chat helping me a little bit with. They had never played it, but like we were figuring out two of the puzzles together.
There were some puzzles.
Cool.
There's some
puzzles
in there.
Like, what
that kind of make you think because like you walk into dead end rooms. Walk into a couple and you're like, where do I go?
You're really playing this for the experience, not mm-hmm. really for the gameplay. I mean, it's all very, very easy. It's easy puzzles. It's easy gameplay. None of the jumping's hard. Nothing's hard. It's just experiencing it, and it's worth the experience for sure, 100%. How much is this right now, Bobby? Do you know?
$5.99.
Yeah. So yeah, 100% can say $5.99.
Yeah, buy this, dude.
Yeah, for
if
sure.
If you want this whole, if you didn't watch the stream, you want to experience it on your own. It's really fun.
If you liked Limbo or Inside, you'll love this. There's more depth than those other games.
It throws you off.
It's included in some subscription service, right? Origin?
Probably.
No.
Throw this part.
It's not.
I bet there is. No. Is there a site yet that does this, like where to stream?
It's nice how Google does that with movies and TV shows, but yeah.
Start that site.
You know what I was thinking about lately? What? Gee, do you think a like medieval themed bar would work? Like a tavern? In San Diego.
Yeah, dude. Just
with turkey legs and whatnot.
Just throw a gamer.
No, not the food, just the drinks. Like you get like
a maybe big food.
I would.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that a lot. I think people are like Game of Thrones, they're digging that right now,
would work, dude. Like we have Shakespeare, which is just English. People just go because it's just like, oh, it's English more.
All right.
It just works.
All right, so that wraps it up for the games we've been playing. Let's talk about a little news. First up, this is coming from, is this PC Games N? Yeah. Gabe drops Half-Life 3 hints during Valve Index Party.
He had one sentence, right? Did you read the article?
Yeah. So what did he say exactly? I saw a bunch of articles about this on Reddit.
I think he said, like, you know, two. He's talking about the number two, and he said the number three is next. Something like that, right? It was in that nature. It was just like, we have this, and we have that. Every little thing, and then number three is next.
But he's doing it on purpose. He knows what gets us.
Because we all know it's happening. It's just the guy's being a fucking asshole.
Happening? Best tease, David.
It has to happen.
I don't know, man. It's been 15 years.
How would it not happen? Like, there's a lot of games coming out that it's just.
I don't think they'd make a lot of money off of it. Like, who just buys a game?
How would you not make a bunch of money off
Half-Life 3? I bought Artifact just because it was Valve produced.
Would you buy Half-Life 3?
Yeah. I haven't. Okay, you know what? One dirty secret of mine.
Shut the fuck up. Don't say it.
I've never beaten Half-Life or Half-Life 2, but I've played them both. Yeah, I know. I know. So you talk about fucking homework that counts for something, right? Instead, you guys give me like shitty platformers.
But that would be a different homework. Is that like
they're not shitty platformers? Like, they're just shitty platformers.
I can't just tell you, you know, your homework is beat Half-Life.
Yeah, I would fucking beat Half-Life.
Oh shit, we got your next homework then. Okay.
Like that's the thing.
Yeah, but you have to wait for Bobby, like, then me, and then Emilio.
Games that make sense. I don't know, man.
You've never beat any of the Half-Lives or the episodes?
Oh my god,
I have.
That's my dirtiest fucking secret.
Wait, are they that great? If you think about it now.
Wait, what? The Half-Life games?
Yeah.
No, dude, they use the whole. Dude, I got a rant on this. I don't know. It's been a while since I've done it. So, like, they use that whole. The reason that the games are so great is because they hinge on the fact that you don't know what is happening, and they leave you hanging on that hook so far for 15 years now. Mm-hmm. So, it's got this whole J.J. Abrams thing where you're withholding this information. You're trying to figure out what's going on. The world becomes.
But when have you ever seen a game with the graphic you saw in Half-Life 2 when it came out?
Yeah, I mean that was really good. The games were good when they came out.
When
but
that engine
when you
play came
them
out,
now, like the reason that everyone wants Half-Life 3 is because they want some conclusion. They want to wrap it up. But like the landscape of gaming has changed so much since then that, like, what if Half-Life 3 came out and it's like, you know, free to play with like pay to win,
it's single player game, so it'll be
single player games it'll be more in the lines of
the new Star Wars game.
Yeah, I mean? Well, we'll see how that does. Doom, Wolfenstein, to a lesser degree, have been successful in that realm, but people don't make single player campaigns.
Dude, it's just
that
half
much
okay. So like Half-Life 2. Well, first of all, first Half-Life was. For me, it was just amazing. It was of one course. Of the first because like, well, first of all,
it was
a
completely new experience.
Like,
for
I didn't know, I don't know about Half-Life. I knew about Counter-Strike. I actually played. I downloaded Half-Life
first
for Counter-Strike.
Really?
When I was I was.
I mean, the modding on Half-Life 1 and 2 was just insane.
I was 14 years old. Mod. I did not own a PC like that could handle shit, you know. And then I was just like, and I played at my friend's house. I'm like, holy shit! And I told my parents, "Yo, I need a PC for school." And they're like, okay, you need another one? I'm like, yeah. The first one was shit. And then that happened. I downloaded Half-Life and modded it for Counter-Strike. But then I played Half-Life and I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. Never had anything like that. It was ridiculous.
You should play Black Mesa. That game is actually
really
good.
Oh, yeah. I just bought it. And then,
of course you did.
And
you're going to catch up to Bobby soon.
No, and I can never catch up to Bobby. That's like $2 games, dude.
Let's start getting those bundles.
And, but no, dude, it was just great. Half-Life 2 came out, and I actually played Half-Life 2 before it came out. Remember that leak? For Half-Life 2 leak? Do you guys remember that? That was huge. Come on.
Like a level or two, right? Or
something? Yeah, no. It was like a zip file with like multiple levels that you can just go in. There was like you can drive the little boat in the water. You can actually play the first part of the level.
I kind of remember it.
And there was a bunch of stuff that you can just random levels. You can so someone like leaked it, and it was just a huge zip file, and everyone can just do it. It was amazing. So like, and since my parents bought me that computer in like high school. Like it had everything. So when it happened, I was like, oh shit. So I downloaded it and all my friends were at my house like, oh dude, can we check out Half-Life 2? Cause you have like the best whatever. I'm like, yeah, I guess, you know, fuck it. It was so cool. And then it actually came out. Dude, Half-Life 2 was just amazing. I had never seen graphics like that. Like those textures, you know, like the whole fucking like
engine. Yeah, and the ragdoll was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and the ragdoll was huge, you know. And then you would use the gun. I forgot what it's called.
Oh yeah.
The gravity gun.
Mm-hmm. And dude, you just throw shit up, you know.
The first thing I did that it was memorable in that game is like the very beginning at the train station, there's a milk crate. Like a plastic milk crate, and there's just trash in the ground.
Yeah.
So I picked up an empty can, and I put it in the milk crate, and I was shaking the milk crate, and it was moving like it would move in real life, and I could make it like jump out of the, and I was like, and catch it again in the milk crate, and I was like,
just like crazy with that, man.
God,
and we just didn't have that back.
We didn't have that, dude.
But we do now. And now, like, what Half-Life 3 comes out? What is it? Like, tell me, what does Half-Life 3 look like?
It's the best VR game ever.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that look like?
I don't know yet.
It'll be Half-Life 3.
if it is,
we're basically telling Valve, look, this needs to be mind blowing. You need to change the game like we've never seen it before.
Yeah, of course.
It has to be the second coming of Christ.
Right now, yes. We're in the Valve.
And Valve's like, well, what do you want? That's your job.
Yeah.
You amaze me.
But they've done it before, though.
They have done it before. Yeah. Many times,
15 years ago, that was a lot easier back then.
I feel like
they brought out Dota 2, which is like a huge game, and like that threw everyone out of the water for a while, you know?
I feel like this is like Lloyd driving up in Dumb and Dumber on that little motorcycle, and he's like, now you've now you go in something and you totally redeem yourself. Like, we're going to forget the last 15 years of nothing. And dude.
Brum. I get 50 gallons on this bitch.
If it's the best, if it's the best VR game ever made, and it's a full length eight hour game in VR, and it's just
which would be the smartest thing
that makes you forget you're in reality? Yeah. Yeah.
What's the smartest thing in the world for them to do right now?
Yeah, that's the best move they can do.
It's like, oh shit. Because, like, think of it, Bobby.
I know. How many people, think of surface area, how many people have VR kits that could play that?
Does it matter? They would make them buy it.
No.
They would buy it.
Okay. No,
would
buy they it. Would make it.
Let's think of this from a business perspective. How much money does Valve stand to make off of this?
They're going to sell. If it's that good, it's going to be the killer app that sells indexes.
And brings VR.
Yeah.
And they're making money on indexes. And if it doesn't sell, we still own Steam. We don't care.
Yeah.
I know. Well, that's why they don't. I would think they wouldn't care to make it.
What are you saying, Bobby? That they're probably not doing Half-Life 3? Or if they did, it'd suck. Or what are you saying? I don't know.
Maybe it could be good. But yeah, we could have like Recycled said, we could have another Duke Nukem Forever situation on our hands. It would have the hype on Half-Life 3 is like Omega hype, dude. Yeah. It's not like any other hype. This is not like Evolve hype. Really? This is no other hype. This is monumental skyscraper hype.
This is
that has been building for 15 years. There is no way this game would meet expectations.
How can you live up to like?
Okay, this is literally bigger. Here's the second coming of Christ.
Better question, Ray. You're out of this because you have your own.
Okay,
out of us three, who's gonna get to play Half-Life 3 first? If we only have one index.
I would buy an index.
Just for that?
Yeah, why not? I already want one.
Shit, because you're shitting money? It's $1,000. That's a lot of money.
I've got good credit.
But I can't imagine them making something that needs a Valve index, though. That's like, you know, like I'm going to make something for a platform that a small fraction of people have, and that they use at
it's
most.
It's bigger than
like
you think, I think, Bobby.
I mean, it's big, but yeah, it's not. Right. But you got to talk when you're trying to sell something. You know, it's like people always said, like, "Oh, Macs don't get viruses." Well, nobody writes viruses for Macs, yeah, because they're like 10% of the computers in the world are Macs. Like, who would possibly make a virus that only affects at maximum 10% of the computers?
But then
in the
again,
world?
It also takes a bunch of megabytes to actually make a virus for a Mac because of the way that the OS works. It's like one virus for a Mac is like 50 megabytes. So are you going to down a 50
Bobby,
megabyte
I,
fucking virus?
I bought a GameCube for two games. Like, I bought it for Smash Brothers and
I don't know, dude. If Half-Life 3 came out, I would probably... I don't know if I'd play it in VR. Maybe I would. I don't think I'd...
No, there's no option. It's VR only.
VR? Oh, that'd be the worst idea ever.
What?
You guys are terrible business people.
All right, we'll see. We can only...
How about it's GameCube only? I would buy a GameCube. I would try to find it. Imagine the value of GameCubes. It'd be like $20,000.
Gee, do you have time to help me with my stream today?
Today? No, I have that birthday party.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, time. It ends. Your birthday party's at 3.
I have to go shopping for the birthday party.
Oh, bad.
All right. Target's the best for that kind of shit.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
All right, where are we at? Oh, Doom TV show is being made by Dave and James Franco. So don't get too excited yet. This is not based on Doom, actually. This is based on the book Masters of Doom, which is a great book from 2003. I highly recommend it. Audiobooks.
I love James Franco and Dave Franco, but they're fucking dumb as fuck at the same time. It's like, shit.
Okay. Well, they're just producing this. They aren't really involved. And they aren't going to be on screen.
Hopefully.
And they're
like a documentary?
No, I think they're going to do like an episodic thing. So I don't know if it's a documentary or, but it sounds like it's going to be like there's script writers involved. But it's, if you haven't read that book, it's pretty much the history of PC gaming. It's so crucial to read, in my opinion. And it's very interesting. It's all about John Romero and John Carmack, you know, inventing the very early PC games and just what came up of that.
Yeah, and people took your recommendation and liked it on Discord.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a fantastic book. And the audiobook narrated by Will Wheaton is very good as well. So they are trying to get money together to produce this. This isn't definite by any means, but it's...
Something they're trying to do.
Yeah. That's so cool. That's cool that it's out there. And the writer that they got was Tom Bissell, which I've seen that name many times before. He did Gears of War Judgment, Batman Arkham Origins, Battlefield Hardline.
The worst ones out of all those games.
Yeah. God, well, was it, I don't
no,
know.
No, Batman Arkham was like...
No, Arkham Origins was the worst one of all.
I can't tell the Arkham games.
Oh, yeah, right.
Apart.
Yeah.
And Hardline was just like the random Battlefield, like, eh. Mm. And then Gears of War Judgment was just like, eh.
Yeah.
But hey, you never right. know. You You're never right. know. They learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. So that could happen. That would be cool. I would check that out. And that'd be great just to get that story out there because it's a very interesting story. All right. Stadia update. What's going on with Stadia?
Just a couple things that I didn't know. Maybe other people knew. So they're going to have free games on there.
Yeah.
And... when they were asked if the full title, full price games are going to be full price, like Steam prices, they said, I don't know why they wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Like, so basically,
yeah,
it's almost like any other subscription service, except for you don't need hardware.
Yeah. So you pay $10 a month for the hardware.
Exactly.
You're basically renting a computer.
Which makes perfect sense, guys. Like you're saving saving $500 on a console.
It'd be awesome too for people who like are, get the opportunity to play games at work.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My brother, he works IT at the clinic.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't work IT. No, he's a network, whatever. It doesn't matter.
At a computer.
Yeah. And we were not FaceTiming. We were on Facebook Messenger video. And then I saw his screens, and he had Final Fantasy 14 up at work. I was like, bro, how are you getting away with that?
Yeah.
He's like, because I work in the sector that screens people's. So no one's going to check
me. I am the law.
Like, basically.
So Stadia's saying that, but for like the paying subscription, the one that actually costs money, there will have free games for you to play.
Right.
And they're going to pick a certain amount of games.
Yeah. But there will be a free version in 2020,
mm-hmm.
the next year. And you'll have to pay for all games. But I think they might be discounted. I don't.
No discount or nothing. It's just if you buy the controller, you're good to go. That's all you need. You need to buy a Stadia controller, and then you just have any fucking device that you can stream Stadia on.
The $10 is getting you that library.
No, so yeah.
That's all you're getting.
It gives you a little bit of library. Yeah. It'll probably give you like early access. They're probably going to come up with that.
The $10 also gives you 4K, 60 FPS, 5.1 audio. Yeah.
And the free is only 1080.
You can play with the keyboard and mouse as well, too. You don't need the controller.
Yeah. The keyboard and mouse is still like a thing. Remember?
No, as long as it's Bluetooth.
It definitely makes me want to get a Pixel because Stadia is only compatible with a Pixel.
Remember, guys.
Right? No, any screen.
The keyboard and mouse thing is still
in anything that can run Chrome, you can play it.
Oh, yeah, forget about that.
That's the last thing I read, unless it's changed.
You should get the Pixel, though.
Yeah. Really?
It's the best phone in the world.
Right, yeah, no, because there was a thing behind it. So I don't want to say yes and no. I just want to say that the controller is 100% compatible. Keyboard and mouse was not 100% compatible yet.
Gee, the Pixel 3a is like the
Well, Google's gonna stop making pads anyways.
Cheaper version of the phone, and people are saying it's like fantastic for the price.
That's awesome.
It's like $400, and and you get the Pixel 3's camera.
That's really cool.
Which is the best one on the market,
dude? Think about it.
I might be upgrading soon.
Stadia is the new console without the console. That's all it is. That's what it is. Before we were thinking about this whole streaming service and all this shit. No. It's the console.
And you said $500, dude, but it's not $500. The next generation is going to be more than $500.
It's not. It's got to be. It's going to be the same price. It can't be, dude. The most expensive
console. They usually lose money on the consoles.
The most expensive console ever made was the PS3. $599 for a 60 GB. Console.
Dude, I was in Costco the other day. They're selling PS4s for $350,
and they haven't dropped. That's ridiculous, man. If you think about it, they started off PS4s were like $400, and they've only dropped $50, dude.
Yeah, they take a loss on hardware.
Yeah, they take a huge loss on hardware. It's all about the fucking thing. But Stadia is the console with no console, man. You're either gonna just buy a controller, not pay anything whatsoever. Just buy the controller is $69.99, $59.99.
Yeah, I think $70 for just the controller.
You buy that as long as you have a Google Chrome.
Well, you can use any other controller too. You don't need the
Stadia
controller. No, you don't.
You said you can
play with anything.
Yeah, it said it's compatible with.
I watched the keynote.
Yeah,
he's like, you can play with anything.
Any controller. Yeah,
any input device on any screen that can run Chrome.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. The only thing you might need if you're on the TV is you need the... what the fuck are you doing?
I'm stretching my legs.
Oh, I thought Bobby was going to get a...
Are you sure? I'm like so confused on this. Like, I've heard story after story after story.
A Me Too complaint. Stadia. I thought Bobby was going to get a Me Too complaint.
You will be able to use existing USB controller with Stadia. Okay.
My legs
or mouse and keyboard.
Are you serious? I heard wasn't.
That'd be crazy. That would be like a hard no for me if I couldn't use a keyboard and mouse.
Really? Yeah. Damn. I've been reading the wrong articles.
Yeah.
I'm normally pretty good at this. And
keep drinking your beers, dude.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah. But I think the thing that a lot of people don't think about with Stadia is that it costs money to upkeep your own hardware. And Stadia, it's just like if... You don't have to worry about anything breaking, anything going bad, warranty.
Cheaters.
Like,
but where do they make money then? Just off the game sales?
They probably make a cut of that. And then, they sell the
subscription. So they make sense? A couple of dollars?
If they sell enough units, yeah. I mean,
So it's like, all right, we'll charge you $10 to sell your game on Stadia. And they'll say yes. And then they'll sell you.
No, they make a portion of every.
How much? 25%?
Doesn't matter.
They can't be that much.
What are they providing? I mean, they have monster computers. They already have monster computers, and they're
so for everyone that
they already have everything.
For anyone that can't afford a console, will go on Stadia and have a PS4 controller, plug it into their computer, have a USB to it,
right?
And then Stadia will just open up in a Chrome browser, and they'll be like, "Let's go!" And then just pay $60 for the game because it'll be full price games.
Yeah,
full price, right? $59.99.
Yeah, I think this is
plus
more
tax.
This is more for casuals, man. I think.
That's so weird. I don't know.
It's too big to understand.
It was so cool when we first thought it was going to be something else.
I think it's going to be awesome because, I said, it's going to be an additional thing in a gamer's arsenal.
It's a cheap console.
I don't know. If my computer goes bad, I might consider something like this. Like, I'm thinking way down the line.
Right, you know.
When hardware starts breaking, and I don't, because it costs me maybe, I spend about $2,000 on a computer. You know, if I don't want to put that money into it, or if I just want to build a computer without, like, save $800 on a video card.
Yeah, but I mean, it's different. It's just like we're PC, like we are PC gamers. It's just I'm gonna keep putting money into my shit.
I don't know. I don't feel much.
Hopefully they work something out with Steam, because I would love to play all those indie titles that Steam has. That's what Steam is to me. It's an indie title game.
Indie aggregator. Title, garbage.
Yeah. So
I don't know what's wrong with my Steam, guys, but all I have is just bunch of porn games on my shit.
Wait, so what happens, Bobby, if you become a Stadia player? Let's just say, if you become a Stadia player and you don't have a computer, a PC, I do the same thing. Are we a PC gaming podcast anymore? Like, what happens at that point?
I don't know, man. We still use the term PC, you know? Does PC, like, even personal computer, like, what do words mean, man? Time is a construct.
And Sniper?
You can't own a tree.
If you want to know, yes, I still have a VHS.
You can't own a tree.
You can't own the beach. That's God's beach, man.
God damn it, Stadia. I'm so excited.
Still very excited for it.
It's cool. It's better for gamers.
It had to happen.
Well, I guess.
It had to happen.
It just, but think of it this way. Do we need Stadia when we have...
I think Ray is just like being as aggressive as he is because he's kind of very new to PC.
No, I'm not. I would never be new to that. You know, it's just I'm new technically because I'm new because I finally use my own money and my own, you know, way to do it. But I'm not new to it. PC gaming has always been my passion. It's always been my life. It's always been my love. You know, it's just
I meant PC building. That's what I said.
I would build PCs at work.
I support Stadia. I think it's a great idea. I'm definitely going to be a Stadia user, and it's going to be more so to put myself in an advantageous position when I'm not in one. It's not going to eliminate what I already have going on for myself. It's only going to enhance, you know, the PC gamerness or just like the gamer. It's just going to enhance everybody's ability to be a better gamer, to have more resources as a gamer. Why not?
Yeah, well, yeah, which makes sense. Which is like, I was watching
poor fucking gamers deserve.
I was watching
a
video.
Okay,
I was watching this video of like these guys at work, and they were just like, oh, you know, then they were using Shadow. You know, Shadow's the other streaming service that's kind of like Stadia.
Yeah, that's NVIDIA as well. Yeah, right?
And I'm not sure, Bobby. I'm not going to say yes or no. But so the guy was using Shadows, and they were at work. The video was funny. They were like, they were on Excel, and they were doing some Excel stuff. And they're like, and they did Alt Tab, switched over to Shadow, and they were playing Apex Legends, and they were playing 60 hertz. I mean, not 60 hertz, like 120 hertz, like full frames, like 4K on their computers. Well, whatever their monitors were.
Oh, you're talking about NVIDIA Shadow.
Yeah,
Shield. NVIDIA Shield.
No. Oh, I was talking about, what's it called? The new, supposedly Steam has this, Play Anywhere. What's it called? The Steam Play Anywhere?
Oh, yeah, we covered it a couple of weeks in a row.
Yeah, yeah, what was it called?
Because now
it was an update to their, like,
their app. The little thing, the device.
The link.
Yeah, the Steam Link.
Steam Link, yeah.
Yes. All right, yeah. So Steam Link anywhere, right?
Yeah, I think you can play your games on your phone from anywhere now.
Yeah, so if you think about it, like, why do I need Stadia now when I can just bring my Steam Link anywhere and I'll be, oh, do you guys want to play Mortal Kombat?
Because you wouldn't have to bring your Steam Link.
But think about it, dude. I don't give a fuck. I don't have to pay for money. I don't have to pay extra money. I just think...
Well, there's a free version.
I'll take my $5 Steam Link to your house and be like, what's up? That's based on Mortal Kombat. And it'll be
maybe.
Full. That's maybe. Awesome. I don't know, man. Steam's combating this shit. You can tell. But then again, we still don't know what's going to happen with Xbox and Sony throwing their teamwork together. Dude, this next couple of years with gaming is going to be fucking
ridiculous.
It's
going to
be intense.
It's going to be intense.
It's going to be
next
game-changing.
Next 5 years are going to be weird.
Yeah, man.
Different.
Mm-hmm. What side would you pick? Are you going to stop?
Obviously, the streaming side.
Are
dude.
You going to?
Because in
are you going to stop building a PC?
Dude, yeah. In 20 years, nobody's going to have PCs.
It's all going to be streaming.
No, that's when
we got to cut the conversation off.
No.
That's the line.
It's right obvious.
There. No.
DLG, the speculation podcast. Let's go.
No.
Stadia.
This will be hour-long conversation.
Stadia does hour-long conversation is speculation.
Hour-long so conversation. Let's move on.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
We don't use sound drops, but that was the best one.
Best one ever. Thank you, Bobby. Bobby with the jokes today. Thank you, Bobby. Love it.
Bobby's upping his game.
Bobby's
on fire,
okay,
lately.
Bobby's been upping his arms. Yeah. Bobby is getting his summer body together. He's growing a sense of humor. He's on his globe right now.
Bobby's growing, period.
It's vacation, Bobby. He'll be gone.
Who knew that his humor was located in his bicep?
All the good stuff is loaded in the bicep.
I don't know. Mine's not on my penis. God. Anyways,
That's why you're not funny at all. All right, let's move on, Bobby.
All right, Risk of Rain.
Look at all these beers, dude. You gotta move it on.
Dude, I'm fucking drunk, see the beers. Dude. Ray does this what? Oh, we got clipped. Thank you, Sniper, for clipping me for something.
All right, who put this on there? Because I don't know what's going on with Risk of Rain 2.
That wasn't me.
You mean who put this on there?
Their first major, who put this on there? The Risk of Rain developers are called Hoopoo. So it's like, who put these games on here? they had their first, they said, they had their roadmap. We brought it up, whatever. So one of them was for June. June 1 came out. And so what we got with it is, Bobby, can you find some sort of bullet point, maybe? Anyway, I'll just tell you.
Well, it says right there, major points.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're so long.
That's a lot.
There's a new character, which is cool. I have no idea what it does or how to unlock it. And there's a new level and a new boss and new weapons. Last night, I was super drunk, and I was like, I can't stream anymore. So I jumped on Risk of Rain 2 and just started playing by myself on easy, just to fuck around. And I saw two new items that I'd never seen before. So that was cool. And that's it.
Gross. Quit burping in the mics. Burp. You guys hear that?
Burp. I only wanted to bring it up because so many people play Risk of Rain 2 on the...
Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Ew.
Why you turn towards me?
You remind me of a certain Jericho character. Disgusting.
I pulled away. I couldn't do it that fast.
So the big issue you said with Risk of Rain 2 was that you can break the game.
Yeah, early on.
Do you think they've addressed that, or is that still being worked on?
After that was addressed early on, just because after I started playing with other people, that's what it really is. You got to play with. You can't play by yourself. I don't think this is a game designed for.
You can't reach a point where it's just like you can never die. You become invincible, and it just becomes endless.
You do, and then you just stop playing. Okay. You win at that point. I've done it with me and Days and. Lotion.
It seems like something they should fix. So.
Yeah, well, they're putting more bosses in there, and eventually a game-ending boss will be announced put in. Yeah. But, you know, we're in early access. You get to a point where you're like, there's no challenge anymore, and you feel satisfied, though. I'll say, like, you feel satisfied at that point, and then you just like, oh. Mm-hmm. Do you have this, Bobby? I feel like somebody bought it.
I do. Yeah. I got to play more of this.
Yeah. Let's play it.
Hey, should we plug in the stuff we're drinking now?
No, because they're not getting any money from us.
Oh. They're San Diego fucking breweries. We can contact them.
Yeah, do it.
We could. Right. Like, first of all, you're liking this shit right now, right?
Yeah.
But then again,
none of our listeners are in San Diego.
Someone asked me like what were we drinking a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, we were drinking the Costco whiskey.
Yeah. I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it.
It'd be cool. I'm working on a whiskey. I think we should plug in the gamer beers drinks.
I've had a couple back and forth with the whiskey.
That's cool.
Sponsor.
We should plug in some Belch and Beaver. No? Okay. No?
Belch. No? I don't know. We got to get through this episode. Stop talking, Ray.
God damn it. We got time.
NVIDIA GeForce RTX 20 final prices.
Yeah, so I was surprised at this. So
it's so cheap, right?
Yeah, the 2080 Super. I mean, not so cheap, but the 2080 Super. That's their new. I'm not making that up. That's what they chose for the fucking tagline.
Well, they
2080
had,
Super.
They
is,
had Supers for another line, right?
It doesn't
someone,
matter.
Someone tell me.
I don't know. I haven't bought an AMD card in a long time.
No, this is Nvidia.
Oh, this is Nvidia.
What the fuck are you talking? Yeah, drug, okay. Bobby?
I haven't bought a hardware card. Guy.
I think Bobby's drunk.
I haven't bought a video card in a long time, so that is probably why I got that.
But $700 seems cheap for a flagship, number one, top-of-the-line card. Mm, now, these are... Does. Yeah, because last year at this time, it was like $850, $900. Well, but that had to do with the Bitcoin.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
The MSRP is usually a lot lower than what they end up selling for right away, just because of other reasons.
They did that last time, right?
And these are the Founders Editions, right?
No. So when they came out with the 2080s RTX, everyone said, like at the conference, they're going to be $800 in that, whatever price it was. And then they came out and they were like $200.
And that's ridiculous. Because of scarcity, but also, you know, you have MSI's brand or EVGA makes their own, and they put like, you know, they overclock it and put more fans, so it adds to the price. But yeah, $700 is not, it's a little on the lower side, but it's not, I mean, for a gaming graphics card, that's about right there.
They're showing the prices, and they're actually way cheaper. Like, they're bringing down the prices on the original ones that came out, so it's actually really affordable now. They're actually more affordable, quote-unquote, the graphics cards. So the Supers are like, the Supers are coming out for that price, and then the other ones are coming down in $100.
Which ones?
The original
ones. The GTX?
Mm-hmm. No, RTX.
The 1080s and stuff?
The original RTX.
There was other
ones? The 2080s, not the Supers.
The original RTX gotcha. Are going down in price, dude.
Okay. So yeah, do they have a release date for these?
No, first of all, it's not out yet. So this is just like a rumor. This is like Rumorville.
I've seen hard numbers. I mean, they said that these are hard numbers, but
these are hard numbers, but it's all Rumorville. So supposedly next week or the week after, it's actually going to be the NVIDIA conference, and they're actually going to release them and be like, hey, super this, super that, super this, and it's going to be $100 cheaper than this, and the other cards are going to go down in price. So within the next week or two, they're going to release them and actually have the whole conference. And then they're saying that there's going to be a 2080 Ti too. So a super.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
If that happens, I'm getting that. I don't give a fuck. I can't wait.
That's earlier. Usually it's October that NVIDIA starts having these.
Well, it's because of AMD.
AMD
fucked everyone over.
Yeah, AMD is fucking making moves, and it's good for the industry, dude.
Yeah, right.
For the, this is going to come up next, but like, AMD is doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's funny. So NVIDIA took a big shit last year because they didn't make the money that they did the year prior from the mining, right? Mm-hmm. So they weren't making it's quarterly gains. You got to make more money every time, right? But you can't make those money because the Bitcoin thing, the mining thing, wasn't there. So they took a huge. I mean, you could buy NVIDIA share for $200 when they used to trade at like $400, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, everybody. I was telling everybody has money. I was like, buy NVIDIA because they're the best around, right?
Yeah.
And they've consistently not. They're not. They're doing bad business decisions.
Very bad.
And they're staying like in the $200 to $300 range. Mm-hmm. Like they're,
which is what most people spend on graphics cards, is around $200 to $300.
I'm talking about their stock price. Welcome to the DLG podcast.
I'm reading Twitch chat. Sorry.
Like, who's paying attention right now?
So all I'm saying is, like, I thought they were God, and they're turning out to not be.
They're not, man.
Yeah.
They're not. AMD is coming up, man. AMD is coming up. And then
and it's good. It's good for everybody. Competition is great.
And then we have Intel. Intel coming up soon, maybe.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Should we just jump into that now?
No, well, I guess.
Yeah, we're done with the graphics cards.
Well, yeah.
Because none of us have it and whatever. Okay. So Ryzen 7 cards came out. The 3700X came out, and some people are putting them up against Intel's flagship Core i9-9900K. And so in Bobby, if you scroll down a little bit, what is that little screen?
Fucking Lego.
Websites have so many that pop up.
It's a stock market with Lego characters. It's
news
awesome.
Sites are the worst.
This is so funny. All these websites don't know what company to use to promote, so they're going crazy, right? Because like all these, I worked a lot with marketing, and all these companies, when you have gaming companies and business companies, they just pay anyone to try to like promote them, and now we have Legos.
Yeah, we're watching Legos on Forbes.com.
For me, it doesn't make sense. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to close that shit.
Anyway, they have a gaming section on Forbes. And actually, I really like their articles. I don't know.
They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, they
actually really go straight for like the actual news.
They're talking about the business part of it. And that's when you're talking about real numbers, that's what really matters.
Which is weird, right? You don't expect that from Forbes. But actually, they have better numbers than IGN or any other company.
They'd be stupid to ignore one of the biggest industries in the United States.
They really give you information better than IGN or PC Gamer.
Right? I agree.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're almost like unbiased because they're only talking about
the numbers. Exactly. They're unbiased.
Yeah. So anyway, processor arithmetic, I don't even know what that means. Intel did 15% better, but if you go down, or 8% better, sorry. But image processing, the new Ryzen card did like way, way higher, like 15%. Yeah. And then if you go down one more, Bobby, the Ryzen card won again in multimedia processing by like 9%. So overall, it looks like the Ryzen card is better. And I believe it's cheaper as well.
It's also when you see these numbers, though, it's like it doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah, real world.
That's the assumption.
Real world. Definitely very.
But that's crazy, though.
The point of this whole thing is that Ryzen is making a better car than Intel.
Yeah.
Who's had the corner on the market for... I don't know how many
And they
years.
Stole from everyone. They stole from every other company. Everybody. They stole from NVIDIA and AMD. One of the teams that AMD lost just said, fuck you, and you guys are done. Intel went like, you got a job here. Brought them over. So that's crazy, dude. Intel's coming up. We got AMD. NVIDIA finally has competition because they were the shit. But then again, also NVIDIA's really focused on AI. And they're really focused on more
other stuff.
Yeah. But this actually, which made me think, because I was just like, you know, the RTX cards came out. They were like, we're the best, whatever. And they're focused on AI. And they're focused on the supercomputers that they're bringing out. Not supercomputers, but they're bringing out these laptops for like, you know, for actual people that are working in, you know, kind of like the MacBook Pro for professionals. So NVIDIA's kind of focused on that. And then NVIDIA goes, blah. I mean, not NVIDIA. AMD goes, blah. And everyone's like, holy shit. Now NVIDIA's like, fuck. We kind of have to do something. Mm-hmm. Let's bring out some super processors. Okay.
Amazing shit always happens when fire is under the pan. Yeah, so like now, you said, healthy competition is good.
Healthy competition.
So, which is cool. You know, it's like AMD was about to just be the best video cards. And then NVIDIA's like, we can do better. Which kind of makes you think, these motherfuckers are giving us like bottom line shit.
Yeah, I had a big argument with my friends one night about whether or not like tech companies put out their best shit possible, they're giving it out little by little. Mm-hmm. And who knows? I don't know.
No, I think they're doing it in order for in whatever they're doing. It's always to get the best cornerstone on the market.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
But what if you already have it? Would you make a giant leap forward if you already have market share?
NVIDIA came out with RTX saying, look at this new shit. We're better than everyone. AMD has nothing close to it. And then AMD went, what's up, guys? We got RTX, too. And it's better than your shit.
I'm looking at Chi and Bobby, and they're just dealing with two drunk Mexicans.
No. Bobby knows this shit. Like, Bobby's onto hardware. But
I'm saying that we're drunk, dude.
No. Dude, I'm being legit right now.
Yeah.
This is how it is. It's just like NVIDIA came out with RTX, and we said we're the best because we have a new technology that's like, gives you this great imaging when it comes to gaming.
Nobody was wild.
And then, I know. And then AMD went, we can do that shit too for you guys. All right, cool. And then NVIDIA went, now we have supers.
Right.
And then Intel's like, hey, what's up, guys? We're here for the fight.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. We got.
It's
good for us.
It's fun. Prices will drop.
If AMD, if the next AMD card is clearly better than NVIDIA, I'll probably do it. Go for it.
Yeah, I really don't care. I would go down. I would go down.
Yeah, well, it sounds like RTX is going to become more mainstream here in the next couple of years, which is
especially
cool.
Especially with consoles. Consoles bringing it up in their PS4, Xbox are bringing in RTX. All right, cool.
Time for listener questions.
We have two.
We got a lot.
Oh, never mind.
All right.
Hurry up, Emilio. I have to pee, too.
Hingle McKringleberry, do you guys think that there is a sweet spot between AAA and indie developers where it's still a labor of love, but they have the resources to make good games? I feel like some AAA developers lose the values that made them great. Also, what's your favorite sandwich?
I mean, Larian Studios is a sweet spot, isn't it? I wouldn't really call Larian
There's a few studios out there. AAA. You know, we were just talking about Ace Team. That made those games that I really like, located in Brazil. Larian Studios, they use Kickstarter, you know, mm-hmm. Double Fine too. Like a lot of these companies that have to use Kickstarter and they don't have the AAA budget. Yeah, there's some in-between ones, but it's definitely not the norm. That studio that made Bioshock Infinite, or the lead game designer there, you know, he left because it's just... I mean, they took a long time to make that game. It was fantastic, but it probably didn't make as much money as some of these other games.
You said you had to pee.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going, Bobby. These guys are having a discussion
I'll
about...
I'll hold it in.
Who's opening...
Fine.
Yeah.
We're good, dude. Just hold it in.
You guys just need catheters. I think that would solve all our problems. Great.
I know, right?
Bedpan.
We'd never clean it out.
No, I know, right? That's how the studio works. We don't clean anything that happens here. We would have bag just hanging there for months.
I don't know what we've been talking about, but if you look at like DRG, I think that's right in the, and we gave it Game of the Year. That would be right between, mm-hmm. right? That's like a double A title.
Triple A titles, double A titles, yeah.
Yeah, it's not quite indie.
Of course we're into them. I would even say that Larian Studios is
you know what?
Double A.
I'm just going to go straight out.
That's exactly what she said.
I'm going to say the one thing that's going to sound really shitty for a PC gamer, but when it comes to AAA titles, I feel that AAA titles that really stand out more than anyone are the AAA titles coming out on consoles, because these titles have to prove themselves when it comes to PCs. So they have these, like, you know, industry fucking crazy ass fucking games coming out. Like
mostly you're talking about Sony
or Halo.
To be fair,
more than anything, Sony.
Yeah.
To be honest.
To be fair, I feel like some AAA titles are not as fun as the AA and or the indie titles. I really feel like with all of that development power and everything, there's almost a expected pattern or type of gaming equation where it's almost cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about all
Ubisoft is like the worst at that.
Especially
all their games are the
and
same.
And so it's, much. To me, you know, the on the AAA development side, I feel like that hinders them because you do see the decisions that they make in how they create the games, i.e. Star Wars, you know, and anything that Ubisoft gets their hands on, where it's not so much the gamer side, but also the business side that affects how the game is made.
Yeah.
So I feel like with the AA and, of course, indie developers, there's just more control in how they want the game to be developed itself rather than all these different hands and or piles of money on the pot.
It's happening everywhere. I feel like the indie thing is happening so much, like on Netflix.
It's such a thing, though.
And other streaming sites.
It's happening with film, dude.
It's happening with film. Yeah. People with one idea write it, shoot it, and it's awesome.
Yeah, and it's not just Netflix. It's like YouTube.
Because it's a singular idea. And then you go, you know, you get the singular idea. Like, look at what happens. You read that thing, that fucking article about Anthem and what went wrong, and tell me what's wrong with AAA. That's exactly what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Too many notes from up top, like ruining it. But at the same time, I would have never got Skyrim without a AAA title.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
I mean, without a AAA studio. So one of my favorite games of all time versus like, or The Witcher 3, which even them, I wouldn't even say. They make one thing, so it's hard to say that.
That's why they're that good.
They make one thing.
They make one, dude.
I don't know. There's too much to say about this.
But if you think about it, like Bethesda makes one thing too.
They make Fallout,
Skyrim.
Really? No, well, they made Fallout 4.
They got some big titles.
They made Fallout 4.
They got different franchises.
Yeah, they have a lot.
They didn't make Wolfenstein.
They didn't really make it.
Yeah, they bought it.
They had other companies make them, right?
Machine Games or something makes the Wolfenstein. I'm not sure who does.
They're just the publisher, but they're not the ones.
They publish.
So, like, the main games that, like, Bethesda's making is, like,
there's no answer.
Skyrim and
I don't think there's an answer. I think you can make really good games at AAA level. You can make really good games, like Stardew Valley with one guy.
Yeah.
And there's everything in between. So there's no answer.
Yeah, you can have a good game at any level, but I find myself more gravitating towards that middle area that you're talking about, that DRG. Double A.
Well, I'm still going to stick to the consoles make the best AAA titles, in a way. I love PC.
They have to.
They have to.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like...
Sony wouldn't exist.
They can't be working the way like PC companies work, you know? They have to. They have to make a great title for PS4.
I'm going to call it right now. I don't think Xbox is going to make another one.
Other than Halo, right? It's not happening.
No, I don't think they're going to make another console.
Oh, yeah, they are.
So. Yeah, there's rumors out there, but I don't think... No, they're going to take a look at the...
No, Scarlett's happening, man.
Listen to Papa Bear over here.
They had a big-ass fucking, like, 15-minute thing about Project Scarlet being the major competitor for PS4 or the PS5.
Cool.
They're not going to say, oh, the PS5 is better, so we're out. No, it's not going to happen. It's Xbox. Xbox is their rival.
All right.
I don't see it.
Stadia is both their rival. Let's move on. Okay. What's next, Bob?
Right, other part of the question, favorite sandwich. Dude, I love just about any sandwich. I like a classic PB&J, lightly toasted. Dude, I could go for a Reuben right
BMT.
Now.
BMT.
I'm all about the bun me.
Oh, you guys are saying something. My mouth's watering all of a sudden.
Italian BMT?
Bun me is maybe my favorite.
Bun me.
But then a Reuben is fantastic.
I love Reuben, Jimmy John's. Good.
Even
there's no Jimmy John's
Arby's
in San Diego, and Reuben's I'm really mad that we don't have Jimmy John's out here. Because I love... Have you had Jimmy John's before?
No, never.
Freaking Freaky Fast, something like that. Jimmy John's?
No, nope.
They gut their sandwiches so that they could fit more fillings inside. So they take out like
they cave it out, like their French bread.
Yeah. So that way they fit more inside. Mm. All about that.
Kind of copying the burrito, but okay.
No.
Huh? Copying who?
The burrito.
The actual burrito?
The burrito? Bobby, the original one?
So when I was streaming Counter-Strike, I had one glass of wine. I'm a lightweight now. I had one glass of wine.
But then again, I can't say that because I've never had Jimmy John's. But I love Jersey Mike's.
I love Jimmy John's.
I've had Jersey Mike's too.
What were you saying? Speaking of burritos. I got drunk off of one glass of wine. Was playing some deathmatch. When I play deathmatch, Counter-Strike, super casual, and it's all about trolling the voice chat. And I was talking to this guy who was basically a My Little Brony. And we had a something came up in discussion where he was talking about being on keto. And I was like, oh, you're on keto. You're suddenly my best friend, you know? And he was like, oh, do you have recipes? And I was like, I've got all the recipes. I've got all the secret hacks to how to live a ketogenic lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then we were just talking about burritos. And I was like, so when you're on keto, you gotta, I'm such a fucking troll. Like I this is why toxicity in CS doesn't bother me so much because I add to it sometimes. I'm like,
you're always ready for the troll. Every time we bring up a troll in a game,
it's funny.
You're like, yeah, get him.
Yeah. But anyways, it's like, so I made a joke about how, like when you're dieting or something, you got to eat the right kind of foods so they settle into your target areas. Mm-hmm. So if you eat burritos, you got to make sure they're extra girthy because they're going to make your dick extra girthy and it'll go straight to the, like, I'm like being a really like CS, like,
is that
troll.
Why it's so girthy? Told my burrito eating.
And I was like on keto, like when you're
it's
on
funny.
Keto, there's a special way to eat a burrito. And then I was like, quote unquote myself, I think I have a highlight of it too. I was like, when you eat a burrito in keto, you have to rip off the tip, suck out the innards, and then use the leftover tortilla like a Mexican condom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gee.
That's how toxic I am on the CS deathmatch.
I wouldn't call it toxic.
Server all talk.
Unless STDs are toxic.
They're not. CSGO.
MM2. That's the definition of MM2 sometimes.
Yes. Bobby, we need to wrap this up. Let's go. Let's move.
Why?
Warconius asks, July 1st is Canada Day. In honor of that, your favorite thing about Canadians?
Maple syrup.
God, it's so good. It's so expensive. For like an 8-ounce jar, it's like $17.
Did you know that it comes out of trees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, you know.
And it's so funny, dude. There's not a lot of math to it. They drill a hole, put a little spout, put a glass underneath it, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same thing in when I was in Thailand.
Stardew Valley.
Rubber trees, dude. You know how they get rubber trees? Same thing. Drill a hole, stick a dude, thing, so yeah, and rubber just pours out.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Canada.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Favorite thing about Canada? Canadians, man. I haven't met a Canadian that I didn't like.
Oh, yeah.
Chong is a Canadian.
What is it?
I like my Canadians.
What do you guys do?
Dude, they're awesome.
It's nothing to
you know? They have a better country than
us. We have Sniper. We got, Sniper, if you don't know, Brandon. Brandon's one of the guys on our DLG that's always very active. He's Canadian, and he's awesome. I love that guy. He's so nice.
You know, I've never been to Mexico, and I've never been to Canada. This is the year. I need to cross the border.
Let's go. One way Dr. Anus just gave us a Twitch Prime. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Anus.
He's probably Canadian. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a Canadian Anus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bobby, Canadians. What's your favorite
thing? My favorite thing about Canada is Terrence and Philip.
Smell my ass.
I know I've asked this before, but do they still have Mounties? I know we got Canadians.
They do.
Yeah,
they Mounties. Totally yes, they're hot.
They still ride horses.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, Dudley, answer the question. You always sneak out of you snake out of all these answers.
He does. He goes. Oh,
I don't know why. Oh, what it
that's
is.
Great, yeah. Guys. Yeah. I wonder if they do this. Anyway, next question.
Yeah. Hey, look at the lights. Are you guys happy with the lighting situation?
Is this a podcast? Continue.
Okay. I don't know. Canadians, Michael J. Fox, he was Canadian, right?
Not Canadians, Canada in general.
Canada?
Your favorite thing about Canada or Canadians?
I don't know. Canadians are nice. That's all I got to say. I'll tell you a story
not
about a nice Canadian.
No, all
I used to play Heroes of the Storm with a guy who was Canadian, and he was as bad as Canadian as he could get.
Yeah.
And we were talking on comms, and we were talking about how bad this other player was. He's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to say something. And then he types out, "You're not very good at this game." And that was his.
That was the worst.
That was his scathing review. That was his, that was Canadians being toxic.
So right below this question on mm-hmm. the Discord, he put like a meme, and it's like a very proud Canadian moose, just like mm-hmm. I held the door open for 5 Canadians. I got 9 thank yous.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome! Actually, believe it or not, the most ragey and toxic gamer I know is Canadian, and he's from British Columbia. And I talk to him almost every single day. And
well, they have prisons too.
We're amazing friends, but every single day we're yelling at each other. I'm rage quitting on our conversation, and then we're borderline apologizing to each other, or just basically coming back to conclusions like, I don't give a fuck. I know who you are. I know the things you say. I'm like, I'm over it. So it's like, it's a really vicious cycle that we have.
Yeah.
But he's one of my favorite people of all time.
It's
because he's so ragey.
It's cathartic. I think that you guys are playing just to get your like emotions out.
No. He's really weird. He's like, but... Mm. No, he's not weird, I would say, but he's a no filter type of guy.
So like I had Brandon rage on me before we were
who's Brandon?
The Canadian guy on our DLG, the other one.
Which one? What's his name?
It's like Brandon LG or something on the.
Oh yeah,
he talks
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah, he talks all the time.
Yeah, yeah. He raged on me, and I said something about, oh, you can't play CS:GO because you can't go Prime. Why are you hacking? Or whatever, just give him shit. He's like, no, bro, I just want to play Prime. He started giving me this whole little spiel, and I kind of, whatever, and he raged on me. Hmm. His rage was like, he just...
So there just is anger.
A lot of people are
raging
on you. What
you're saying is there's anger.
No.
Rage quitting Discord because
of
you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're losing us Patreon.
No. His rage was like, Ray, you don't understand. And he just didn't answer. No, and I'm like, all right, you want to be regular?
Yeah. Your little stack of beer here. Have you seen the new Corona cans?
No, what are they?
You guys haven't seen this?
No.
All right. So they,
Bobby,
I don't drink Corona.
Hit us up.
You Corona can.
Yeah.
I like Corona Premier. I like that.
Yeah. So, there we go.
They have like beaches on them?
No.
What?
So no? They're getting away from using the six packs anymore. Now you stack them. Then they have twists. So you can twist together an infinite amount of Corona cans.
That's cool. That's so smart. So it's like a Corona pole arm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is ingenious. I like that a lot.
I don't know. Bobby's bad at Google. Man. I don't know. Spin.
Twist.
Corona spin. Twist. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Bobby. There you go. Some titties and some Corona. So you can carry around a six pack like this.
As you opposed just to twist like them together, before. Just hold them like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you so twist them together.
So you
yeah.
make a polearm.
Oh shit!
That would be so much fun to but smack Corona, people with too.
Corona is like the worst Mexican cans. Beer in the world.
Yeah, it's
in Mexico.
That's not good.
Yeah,
but anyway, so
if you guys want to know,
they just me, didn't want to choke any more turtles out with yeah, the little yeah. plastic thing anymore.
That's yeah. so ingenious. I like
but
it.
But Corona sucks.
There we go.
The only way I could enjoy Corona
is in a glass with lemon and salt.
No, that's actually kind of fucked up too. The Corona has to be ice cold because that's the difference. It's like there's cold, like super cold, and mm-hmm. there's ice cold where like it's about to freeze, but it will never freeze because it's an ice. You know, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. ice cold Corona, that's ridiculously good. Put a Corona in a freezer for a while and it sucks dick.
I don't know. I don't drink. Just regular Corona, don't. But I've had Corona Premier.
Because you
like
don't, because you don't like it. Because you're not, you're never going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I don't drink Heineken, I don't drink Corona. Tecate, I'll do.
I don't drink that either. Oh, I do drink Tecate.
Yeah.
Tecate's badass. Pacifico is the best.
Oh, Pacifico fuck is yes. good too. Yeah.
Pacifico is the best beer to drink in Mexico when you're eating mariscos. Mariscos being shrimp and, you know, seafood. But Pacifico is the best fucking mm-hmm. Mexican beer, hands down. For me, obviously.
All right, next question. Kirby 671 asks, my question is, what did he we can't speak of use the rest of that store credit on? So I think he's referring to a very old story. You posted the question, but there was a lot. There's more explanation in this.
Yeah, so he who should not be named. Yeah, he got a bunch of magic cards, took them in. I was like, dude, you're going to get like $75 for all that. And it ended up being $600 in credit. And we're like, fuck yeah.
We can we get me Palisman? I'm not
here.
Palisman.
I wasn't here.
Talisman.
I don't know.
So we're like, fuck yeah. So we got
Is this a listener?
What?
A listener?
I'll explain it to you later.
Okay.
Bobby, did we get that big Duratar guy from...
No, I don't think so. I think his girlfriend, now wife, got that.
She got it from Legendary, yeah. He got us something big, I feel like.
He got a bunch of card games, but I don't think he used
it. Oh, yeah. Exploding titties, or titties.
God damn it. I like where Corny is more now. Those Takis a second? Fuck yeah, it is, dude.
Dos Equis is good.
Holy shit, dude. You're going to have a badass time in Disneyland.
I probably like Dos Equis better than, like... Or Negra Modelo.
Oh, that's another good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Better than Pacifico.
Yeah, and then Daniel comes in being Chilean and weird in South America and fucks Claire. Everything up.
Nah.
That's good.
You're from South America. Go away.
Anyway, he bought one round of card games and then they went under and we lost all of it. Well, he lost it. I consider
no
it
fucking way. That's the worst.
Yeah, he lost like $500 in credit.
I told him to go crazy with like Secret Santa and just buy all the things.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what they're like. We could shut down right now and keep all these cards.
Wow.
So there's something like that.
It was the long con.
I want to hear this story. Holy shit.
The long con store credit. Yeah. Wow.
So he had, what did he trade in?
Magic cards.
It was magic cards.
His magic card collection.
So he had all these magic cards and he's like, I never use these. I want to get rid of them. So he goes into some like comic book store shop. Like they sell, you know, all sorts of things. And they said, okay, we'll give you store credit. He leaves it there. They go through all these magic cards. He comes back and we're expecting like $75 and they say, okay, it'll be like $700.
Yeah.
I will give you in store credit. He bought a couple of not board games, but what do you call those?
Yeah, card trading games.
Tabletop games. Yeah, a bunch of tabletop games, you know, spent like maybe $20-$30 or something on it. And good. had like $600-something worth of credit, but then the place shut down.
I would have gone Christmas. Oh, like, that's that. I would have gone Christmas that
sick
moment.
Shit, dude.
Because stuff wasn't, I would have saved like maybe a small pool of money.
I would have bought statues.
For when something new comes out. No, fuck statues. Fuck toys. Like,
fuck toys.
Don't even own a dildo. Fuck toys. No, but anyways, like, I would have bought like all the, I would have bought all the board games I wanted. I would have asked for them to pre-order all the board games I wanted. I would have done my research
and then been like,
how can I spend this money? Because store credit to me is like, it's just free shit.
Yeah, it's free shit.
It's free fucking shit. So why would you sit on free shit? Like, why would you sit on a lottery ticket?
Chad's not motivated. it's out of the cat's
does
out of
Chad
the bag.
Does Chad have a brother?
So
does Chad have? I would totally I would totally date a Chad that isn't Chad because Chad's married.
Chad's brother's not like Chad.
Really?
Yeah. Made him a little awesome.
He's skinny and
I like skinny Chads.
What's skinny Chad?
You like
skinny Chad?
He's skinny and all biceps. You wouldn't like it.
I don't like him. No, not at all.
No, dude. They had what is the sword that not the Horde, but the other side, the
Stormbringer.
Stormbringer. They had a giant Stormbringer. We could have one right here.
Dude, I would have bought a Stormbringer just for the hell of it. I would have.
Yeah, it really sucks.
Oh my god, I would have probably bought just a bunch of Dragon Ball and Final Fantasy characters statue.
Yeah,
it's not like they had. I mean, it was a big place, but they have everything.
They normally have that. That's like the common Dragon Ball Z, Final Fantasy. They probably had like 50.
Oh, he bought me some comic books too.
God damn.
We spent like $100 out of the $650.
Wow. Okay.
It's just like me sitting on my butterfly knife. Oh, by the way, update on my butterfly knife. I traded it.
Why?
I traded it for a
dildo.
It was a temporary trade.
A butterfly dildo.
It was a temporary trade.
Tricks and shit.
It's a temporary trade. I've always wanted a karambit, and then I've been eyeballing one of my friends is Fire Serpent, so
I know what you're talking about.
What the fuck you're talking about?
CS:GO.
So basically, my knife is valued around $750. It was like six.
Wow, it was $600 when you got it.
Oh, damn.
And then he has so many amazing skins. He's got like knife skins that are over $1,000.
Oh shit! Just letting you know, if you ever have money to give to like a certain player on CS:GO. Make sure you give money to Incidus and you give money to Admiral Beef. Apparently their Steam fucking profile
account.
Every time they open a crate, it's always the rarest shit.
Why?
I don't know.
Incidus makes so much money.
I don't know. He makes thousands of dollars in gaming just doing that shit. He just opens
unless he's
up.
Lying.
No, he's not. I've been there.
What is it? Like, there's nothing special about their account. They're just, their RNG is good.
No, there is. There's something. Every time.
They've been blessed.
I'm not joking. He pays. Oh, yeah.
Maybe you have to be over 300 pounds.
No.
Boom. No. Got them both. Roasted. Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
No, dude. I swear to God.
If they get all this rare shit, why aren't they giving me fucking shit?
So watch. Beef is smart. Beef sells his skins to a website where he actually gets PayPal money. So he actually gets actual cash from it. Mm. And then Nabi just owns every game in the world, but then he gets banned from it because he's a hacker. Well, you're not a hacker.
All right, let's move on.
But, dude, I'm
can I just talk about puts, somebody listening will know the equivalent value. Someone will know the equivalent value of what I traded. I traded a $750 knife for what kind of karambit? A Doppler karambit, which is around, I think, $455.
Yeah.
And then also a Fire Serpent, which is an AK skin and a beautiful AK skin, which is valued $5 to $6.
Yeah.
No.
Fire Serpent.
$455 something.
Are you guys just borrowing from each other? Or that's
it was a temporary trade, he said. Yeah. So as long as we're still friends.
I'm not joking. Give them money.
What is a temporary trade?
No, like, it was like
you can trade skins.
Yeah,
does like, not compute.
I never liked my butterfly knife, anyways. Even though it is like it was just my it's my EP. My like trophy.
Yeah,
It's like flashing a 700. It's my Gucci purse or whatever.
Anyone on Discord, give Incidus or Admiral Beef a bunch of money, and they can give you great skins. I'm not joking. Their accounts are hacked or something. I don't know what the fuck they do, but they provide crazy skins. It's ridiculous.
They're like
they're lucky. They got lucky.
Jesuses.
Yeah, they got lucky, dude. They have those accounts. Anyways, next question. Okay.
All right. Sniper asks, have you guys heard the saying, wisdom is in the length of the nipple?
What the fuck?
No.
Thank you, Canada.
Yeah. I'll tell you the worst part about Canada.
I take everything back.
Yeah. The worst part is fucking Sniper.
My nipples are not even long anyway, so they're not that, you know. But I got a shield of wisdom.
Mine are inside almost all the time.
I got so much wisdom.
Do you guys know that Kung Pao quote? My nipples look like milk duds.
What?
Have you ever seen Kung Pao?
Yeah, I have. Oh,
no. This is one time, the male antagonist, the main antagonist.
If you think about Kung Pao, every fucking quote on there is random. Yeah. Fuck.
I've never even heard of Kung Pao.
Kung Pao, what? Enter the Fist. What?
You've never heard of Kung Pao?
It's so good. It's my that single titty chick.
That's your homework.
Your homework.
We didn't assign homework, guys.
It's Bobby's turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay, your movie homework is fucking Kung Pao.
All right. Continue questions, and then we're going to do homework at the end.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie's wild.
No, one of my favorite movies of all time, hands down, just because of the infectious and amount of laughter from watching this movie.
It's such a funny movie.
I've watched it 5-6 times with my best friend, my cousin Mimi, and I've never laughed so hard in my life watching.
I've seen Kung Fu Hustle. I like that one a lot.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
This is just like, I don't know. It's way out there.
Okay.
Okay, Jen says, summarize your life philosophy in one sentence.
Don't worry, it's all going to work out.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, people don't take risks. Yeah, you can. Yeah. It's like, you're not going to end up homeless.
I do.
Like, just take the risk. Obviously. If things didn't work out, everybody would be homeless and the world would be on fire. Yeah, just fucking take risks.
Mine would be a Daft Punk quote. It would be, my only plan is to improvise.
Oh, my God. I used to have the best quote in the world, and I forgot it right now because I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Bobby?
Oh, I can't think of anything.
Yep. Of course.
No one-liners, Bobby?
It was the best one in the world. I lived my life by it. And then I stopped living it. Apparently, and then everything went to shit. I don't know. No, it was so good.
Honor thy father.
I don't. Oh,
there goes the beer tower.
Yeah. Damn, mine's better.
I was going for five.
All right. Well, we can come back to words of wisdom.
Yeah, we're DLG. Not going to though.
I'm full of motivational one-liners.
Yeah. Oops. Hingle McCringleberry, another question. Really short game with a great story or really long game with an average story?
Short and
Edith
great.
Edith Finch, very good story, short game.
I think he's asking, which do you prefer?
Oh,
short game with a great story or long game with an average story?
Yeah, because if it's a long game, I want it to have really good gameplay. I want to be around for the gameplay, not for the story. If you take too long, then you overstayed your welcome. Mm-hmm. If you have a short game and you have a good story, like Little Nightmares, perfect. You can't really stretch out a really good story over 50 hours.
Yeah, I mean, without doing it episodically, like Life is Strange or...
Yeah. That's why...
Like Red Dead, you know, that's like a game where like it gives you different type of story types throughout the whole fucking game.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing with The Witcher. There's a bunch of little stories that are great.
Yeah. And, like, you know, Skyrim isn't that long. It's actually really short if you just go straight story. Or it's also Fallout 3.
Yeah, like 11 hours.
You know, it's just really quick. But you can make it longer if you actually go through that.
All these little stories.
But those are great, great
games. Great stories, yeah.
Those are amazing games, guys.
Yeah.
Bonus question, pineapple on pizza, yay or nay?
Fuck no.
Overall, no.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely, I mean, I'll eat it.
Dude, what the fuck?
Pepperoni and pineapple, dude.
Then pepperoni, not even ham and pineapple, not even the regular way.
I don't like it.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that's disgusting. That's gross.
Pineapple.
Yes.
Pineapple on pizza? Yes or no?
Hell no.
Thank you. Bobby being a robot.
75%.
Is Bobby being a robot? He doesn't have any fucking.
I'll be over here with my
buds.
Pineapple pizza. No my taste black buds. Licorice.
No taste buds. No taste buds.
All right. Sniper asks, have any of you experimented with building a computer solely for streaming so your main PC can spend all its resources playing the game and your streaming PC just takes the image and puts it on Twitch?
We have one. That's right there.
Yeah, it's right there.
We built a streaming PC.
Well, no, he's talking about if you were streaming. Yeah. Right. A lot of the big streamers, they have a separate PC for just streaming. Yeah,
it depends. It depends, guys. If you're just starting, then no. The fuck,
you we have 15 people watching right now. We don't need that.
Yeah, you don't need that. If you're actually a full-time streamer where like you're actually your life depends on it, and if your computer would crash for 10 minutes and in those 10 minutes or 5 minutes or even 2 minutes you would lose 5,000 viewers, then yes,
of course
on that. But if you're not, if you're just starting, no, dude, you don't need that.
Yeah,
you don't need that. Most PCs and most CPUs and most RAM that you have on your computer can handle your streaming and your gaming at the same time. Chill out.
Yeah, I'd be interested in just like the setup for that, but I couldn't think of it. It would serve no purpose for me.
Right.
No.
You'd like to do the troubleshooting out of it, Bobby, right?
Yeah, just figure out how that works. But unless you're like huge, you really don't need that.
You don't need that.
Sniper says he's streaming with his girlfriend. What is that one Heroes of the Storm couple, Bobby, that did it while they worked out in between sets?
What are you guys streaming?
What is it called?
Are you guys on Twitch or on like freewebcams.com?
Squadron of Idiots says he's done that before. Yeah, Heroes of Fitness, and they don't just stream Heroes of the Storm. They stream a bunch of other games, mostly other games. And they're two. I saw them at BlizzCon actually, and they're this young couple who are really into physical fitness. So during the stream, they have a green screen behind them. They play some games, then they push away the green screen like every half hour or so, and they do like a quick workout.
Yeah,
and then,
I thought it was a great idea.
It's really good because usually the guy will play, and it's really hard. Especially for me to like really be intensely playing a game and communicating with chat. So the guy will play or the girl will play, and then the other one will just talk to chat and people will ask questions about fitness because their real job is being physical trainers.
Oh, gotcha.
So like they know all the stuff about nutrition and working out.
Oh, and you told me like he's not very good at talking. So she answers most of the questions.
Yeah, she'll do more of the talking
while he's playing
Twitch chat.
What a great little, well, check that out, man. It's Heroes of Fitness.
Relationship goals.
Yeah. Gee, would you date somebody that doesn't game at all?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think she would.
I doubt. At this stage in my life, probably not. I'm attracted to gamers. I like nerds.
No, but then again, you might find a guy that's really attractive and then he just has a really big dick. Like, so, you know.
No.
No? All right. Never mind.
I don't know.
Dick size does not matter, guys.
Being single is weird.
You're good. You have a chance.
What?
All right. My name is the Ripper.
All right, what's next?
Jens asked, question for Bobby. Do you ever get tired of being the smartest person in the room?
Rude, dude.
That's so rude, you fucker.
No, it doesn't get old. I'm waiting until we get someone else on the show who's just like another alpha nerd and me and him have to like go at it.
What do you
it.
Mean? I'm pretty good at the nerdiness.
I mean, no, we got the funny Mexican corner over here.
But then
we got too much of that right now.
We got the wisecrackers over
what
here.
What are you talking about?
I know, we might have to like segregate you guys a little bit.
I know. I have a good amount of knowledge in this shit.
No, I'm impressed in the amount of games that you've played.
Right? We have the ironically racist Asian.
I know, right?
Ew. I built a wall around you guys.
I'm like the stereotypical Asian gamer, almost in a way, here. Over here. I really am.
Did you hear
like
moan earlier? Holy shit, that was so stereotypical.
I like StarCraft and CSGO.
Hell yeah.
And I moan.
Yikes. Okay, another question from Jens. Question for everybody. If you could go back in time to any year or time period and spend a week there, where would you go? No, you don't get to kill Hitler or alter history in any interesting way. You'll be there strictly as a tourist. And if you get yourself killed, you'll just be transported back to 2019 again, and everything will be back
to
normal.
Did you just watch that episode of Black Mirror? Like, really? Did you watch that episode of Black Mirror? You remember that episode?
It's an old one, right?
Yeah, it's an old one. Oh, season three or four, maybe? Remember? Where that one girl that just...
So if you could go back in time to any year, time period, spend a week there.
It would obviously be future for me, but I can't do that. So I would say, because I just listened to a podcast about them, I would say... figure out what happened to the Neanderthals. So, like, whether
get to the bottom of that story.
Yeah. Whether the Americans, whether Homo sapiens killed them or interbreeded them and bred them out, or and see if they just see what they were like.
That happened in a week.
I would get an idea.
Okay, yeah, it makes sense. Okay,
bunch of dudes who are getting stabbed. I could probably figure out what happened.
All right, yeah. I would want to go back to the Aztecs. Sorry. Egyptian. I want to go to the Egyptians.
Oh, you're so right.
When stuff was going down, yeah. Are there really aliens? Have you seen those hieroglyphics? I want to be there just when
I prefer to raise.
I want
to
be there when those rituals were happening. So just give me one weekend when we knew one of the rituals were happening, where like those guys in those bobblehead outfits and stuff was going on. I don't know. I just want to be there. Just I'll be in the back, far back. I just want to be like, all right, yeah, we're not alone. Go, Chief.
I'm not a huge history buff, so give me some time to sit on this one.
Okay, go, Bobby.
I've always liked the Middle Ages. Like, I've always been fascinated with that. Maybe the Renaissance would be cool.
That'd be cool, too.
Leonardo da Vinci, like, shit was really starting to take off. Mm. Like, the Middle Ages sounds cool, but I feel like it would just be gross. I don't know. It's pretty gnarly.
It's just crazy because you would know where to drop in, right? You would be like, read a book here, too. All right, I drop in here. And then you just see, like, you know.
Yeah,
Leo, you stay in the shit and be like, all right, let me wait for him to come out real quick.
I don't know. Or ancient Rome's great too.
Looking ancient Rome too, but honestly, like, is it weird because when I think about vacation, I'm kind of guided by my stomach, so I would like I would want to go to an era where, like, you know, good food is accessible, and like as a tourist, you know, I can just eat my way through.
If I can't find anything good, is there a McDonald's nearby
I can go to? Right. But
does history really have
good
food?
Forget just witnessing what's happening around me. Let me experience it.
Where is there good food?
Get in my tummy.
The food's only gotten better. I don't think there's anything
about it.
I want to try some
maybe
T-Rex.
Like, some ancient China. Or
some
like,
mammoth.
Or like that.
Okay, I'd go back. Caesar Augustus getting stabbed. You know? It really went down. I feel like Shakespeare punched it up, but yeah. That's my answer.
Et tu, Brutus?
Brute. Yeah, turns out Brutus. He didn't even say the line. Yeah,
I know.
I thought 100% Bobby.
Et tu, Brute.
I thought you were going to say, to the filming of the scary duck in the mansion, or whatever.
The scary duck in the mansion.
Or whatever it was that you said.
The ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Yeah, that one.
The scary duck in the mansion. No, that was his other film.
Okay, cool. Well, at least we have the episode title.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
It finally happened at the very end.
By the way, Alana's here, and she's not too keen on you being this drunk.
She saw a part of the stream.
Oh. Yeah, she's upset.
She was like, is he on his fourth beer? No, I'm not. No, I'm actually sobering up, so it's good.
Oh, that's always the best, pretending to be sober.
That match is pretty good.
All right, that is
wait for Sam.
That's all our questions. So,
right.
What's everyone playing next week? Homework. I told you next movie is either going to be Gamer or Stay Alive.
Wait, it's your turn for homework.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's
let's get to the bottom of that. I haven't thought of it at all.
Me neither. I don't know.
So unprepared.
It's very unprepared. What are we
getting, Bobby? Do you have any ideas? Something that Bobby wouldn't usually play.
Well, we've been giving Bobby like hardcore FPS games or like third person. We give him, you know, games like that. But I don't think...
I would set him up for games like something like Ark. Or
oh, yeah, something online where he has to
talk to people. Where he has to talk to people.
Interact
something
with people.
He would have to talk to people.
Yeah, work with others.
Do you have Ark, Bobby?
I do have Ark.
Have you played it?
Dude, no.
Wait. So can we get Dazed on here, and can we get like Gummy on here and make him have a 3 to 4 hour?
He should have an original experience. Just go in.
I don't know, but if I play with them, will they kind of walk me through the good parts? Because 3 hours on my own, am I going
to
get a lot to it?
Bobby,
okay.
However you want to play it.
How about we...
Not for Ark.
They actually started new Ark servers because of the new
job, G.
The new... that's a good one. They started a new DLC.
Thank you for the host, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
A new DLC came out for Ark. So you can actually play the new DLC on new servers.
Wait, do I have the DLC? Is that just included with the game?
It's free. Okay. It's free.
Because I do have... Okay, so Ark...
Valagaro.
If you have Ark...
All right. I would... I'm Valagaro. Actually excited to check it out because I played the hell out of Rust, but I was over that whole genre Bobby gets of games.
The, Bobby we got 27 people on
No,
right
dude,
now.
I just approach it with an open mind.
It's a new high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just got hosted by Donnie Style. Awesome.
Oh, thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie.
Thanks, Donnie. Mm. Chi, what are you playing next week?
Oh,
I just picked up Littlewood, so I will be definitely playing Littlewood. I want to continue to play Layers of Fear. I want to beat the game.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's 3 hours long, but I'm just like putting hours into this game and really feeling like I'm still in the middle of this round.
Who cares if you're having fun?
No, but I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. The jump scares still get me.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm going to be playing Counter-Strike. What else was I just starting? Mordheim, perhaps.
Oh, so we're doing
just
a,
to warm it up.
We want to start a team. Do you have people? We have people.
For what? CS?
No, like actually start training. We want
training what?
We want to kind
of practicing on Counter-Strike? Yeah. I'll join a training server.
We should start doing it. I don't know.
Yeah,
we're
can do
trying
it.
To get hard on it.
For sure.
A little hard. Like a really good team.
Sure, buddy.
No, I'm not joking. Like
I'll play more. I'll play at any opportunity to play. I will.
Like,
I might not 5-stack QMM with you guys.
No, it's gonna end badly.
I know.
But I'll do
we'll
like
try,
I'll
we'll
do
try
like.
Do you guys
I'll
remember
like...
what happened last time?
I know.
She got
hey,
mad
what
at
are
us.
You playing?
She got mad. Oh, so my index should come in this week too. So I don't know, man. It's gonna be crazy. I'm gonna
the index. You pre-purchased a long time ago, right?
No. Yeah. I mean, yeah. so I pre-purchased and I paid for it a long time ago, and the index should be coming in next week, so that's gonna happen. But Visage, Bobby?
Yeah.
Right, so Visage is coming out on Friday, so I want to play from the very beginning, Visage on Friday and all the way through. It's so I'm actually gonna be able to play game this whole weekend. So Friday I'm gonna be able to game full on 100% from the moment I get home from work till whenever I want to game. So I'm thinking of buying a 6-pack of beer. I got a full on fucking JMO bottle in my house. So I'm gonna probably play Visage the whole night. I'm not gonna play any time during the week.
Cool. Are you gonna stream it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
Cool. I'll be playing Just Cause 4 for sure. Superland, I feel like I can just knock it out in a few hours. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm going to give it a shot. And that's pretty much it. I don't have any fucking homework this week. So it's 3 hours a month, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody should be complaining.
I know.
Okay. And speaking for Bobby, Chi, Ray, and myself, what did I say earlier? Something titties on accident. Anyway. Exploding titties. Bye.
Thank you for coming out, guys.
Bigger. I'm talking about working out.
I'm eating McDonald's.
I haven't had McDonald's.